Time for the color and excitement of high school football. Presented by First Federal Credit Union. Here on KGYM. Let's head to the stadium with our KGYM football crew. Dennis Knock with the sidelines reports. John Haggerty with expert commentary. And with all of the play-by-play, here's KGYM sports director, Scott Unash.
And we welcome you to Kingston Stadium and the Bob Brooks Press Box as we begin high school football for 2016 with a top 10 battle in Class 4A, as it'll be the number 5 rated Cougars of Cedar Rapids Kennedy, the Class 4A runners-up from 2015. They will get their season started here on a Thursday night when they host in a non-district battle the number 8 rated Muscatine Muskies. Great to have you with us and welcome. Scott Unash alongside for the 14th year. Former Jefferson coach John Haggerty, and the band is back together, ladies and gentlemen. Dennis Knock with our sideline reports here this evening. And our high school football is presented by First Federal Credit Union. Big thanks to Dan Hillers, Tom Chalstrom, everybody. They're celebrating their 90th year at First Federal Credit Union, and we appreciate all their help bringing high school football to you here on KGYM. John, great to be here. What a night. Absolutely beautiful for football. A mostly cloudy, overcast sky, temperatures in the low 70s. A far cry from what it was last year when we opened the 2015 season.
You're exactly right. And first of all, it is wonderful to be back on the air here, especially opening up at the old Gray Lady.
Yes.
We love our friendly confines here. And tell you what else we love is having DK, Dennis Knock, back with us, because he is a veteran who patrols the sidelines and just does a fantastic job. You're going to love having Dennis back, as we will. But you're right, Scott. This is the old, to borrow your term, Chamber of Commerce weather here tonight. Perfect for the season opener. The heat has subsided. We got a little bit of humidity, but there's almost virtually no wind to speak of. And what more could you ask for on an opening night?
Not much more, because we're going to have a great battle shaping up here at Kingston Stadium. And should mention, starting our broadcast here tonight, we are coming your way for the Bob Brooks Press Box, and of course, probably for the first time since the 40s, we do not have Bob Brooks with us tonight, and he is definitely missed, and I think a lot of people are thinking of Bob tonight, because he definitely would be here. He wouldn't have missed this top 10 battle.
Well said, and I've thought many, many times about this season opener coming up to the Kingston Press Box, which is aptly named for Bob, and we'll definitely feel his spirit here with us tonight, as we always do, but maybe a little more so tonight.
Absolutely. Well, we got a great game to start things off. Two playoff teams from a year ago. Muscatine coming off a 6-4 campaign. The Muskies fell in the first round of the playoffs last year to Pleasant Valley 45-14. Kennedy, of course, all the way to Championship Monday night, because if you recall, it was snowed out.
That's right.
On Friday night, but the Cougars fell to Dowling in that championship game. And a little different scenario going into this one. You've got Kennedy. Yeah, people still think highly of the Cougars, highly enough to put them in the top 10, but you don't have a Drolley out there. You don't have a Byer. You don't have a Jacobus out there. A lot of people to fill shoes up for the Cougars. It's the Muscatine team that a lot of people are talking about because of Luke Witchers, their quarterback, coming back. Alfonso Soko, All-State running back, coming back. They don't have a lot of numbers, but the 39 that are out there are pretty talented for this Muskie team.
This should be a very talented offensive set for the purple and gold. Jake Mueller bringing up his Muskies from Muscatine, and I know they have high expectations this year. Very, very offensive-minded. The question for them is, will they be able to stop the Cougars' offense when put the defense out there that's going to take care of business? As for Kennedy, Scott, the thing that has remained constant is the numbers and the size and the athleticism, and they've still got the family stick out there. And by the way, answer to the trivia question tonight, Dallas Jacobus cannot carry it. Who's carrying the stick tonight? Did you notice?
Sam Pape.
Sam Pape was carrying it. That's right.
And you try to get it away from a wrestler. I dare you.
So with that philosophy and all those bodies and athletes, multiple sport athletes who are so successful in other venues, lot of people are wondering, is Kennedy rebuilding or reloading? I'm in the reloading category.
Yeah, I am too, and we shall see coming up here in just a little bit as both teams going through their final warm-ups here. Sophomore game, boy, the Kennedy sophomores looked absolutely fantastic tonight. 57-0 over Muscatine, a name to remember. Freshman running back for the Cougars, Karan Hendred, who I was told, by the way, a pretty good lineage, the brother of one Christian French.
How about that?
Ran roughshod, and the defense scored two touchdowns and a safety in that win for the Kennedy sophomores, so they go to 1-0 on the year. But for the Cougars varsity, Nick Deere is back. New cast of characters to throw to, and a new running back. But kind of like what we have with Dennis Canuck. It's a new guy, but it's a guy we heard of, and that's Peyton McCarty. He's going to get a lot of carries. Also for the Kennedy Cougars, Rizaya Mady is going to get a lot of carries. And Wash had thunder and lightning last year. Kennedy might take that moniker over this year because you got McCarty, who's more of a scat back. Mady's the power guy.
And in there, I think you're going to hear Garrett Kubovec's name called a lot, too, at fullback, especially if they go to that power eye triple back set. So, yeah, I think you're going to see a real rushing-oriented attack here from Kennedy. I think they've got the big line that wants to come out and just march down the field on you.
We're going to hear from head coach Brian White coming up here in just a couple of moments, but ball control is going to be big in this game. We're going to see Nick Deere. We're going to see him under center. We're going to see him in the shotgun. We're going to see him at the receiver position. We might even see him at tailback. B.J. White's going to go in there, the junior quarterback. Yes, son of head coach Brian White. He's going to get some snaps in his varsity debut.
We've watched B.J. coming up through the ranks here, and he's more than ready to take his chance behind center tonight if he is afforded that opportunity. But as for Nick Deere, I want you to imagine last year, Cougar fans, what Sean Beyer did. He could have been anywhere on the field. He could line up and take a direct snap. He could be a tight end. He could be a wideout. And I think you may see a little bit of that employed with Nick Deere.
Kennedy and Muscatine getting ready to go at it here tonight on KGYM. Had a chance to talk to Brian White, the Cougar head coach, a little bit earlier on. His thoughts about Kennedy and Muscatine coming up here tonight. And as soon as I went to go to it, the recording went kaput, so we'll bring it back up here and get to that particular talk that we had a little bit earlier on. My talk with head coach Brian White as Kennedy gets ready to take on Muscatine here tonight at Kingston Stadium. Kingston Stadium on the pregame show, getting ready for the opener between Kennedy and Muscatine, and head coach Brian White of the Cougars joining me. And coach, it just seemed like yesterday we were at the Dome or maybe here at Kingston Stadium.
You know, I was just commenting with Coach Ernst on the way over, and we were riding over on the bus. I said, man, it doesn't seem like a year since we've been doing this. It really came up fast, but, you know, it's good. It's exciting to get back at it.
Well, how was the week of practice? You had Waterloo West in a scrimmage last week on the road up at beautiful Sloan Wallace, and how did that go into practice?
Well, first of all, anytime you get to go to Sloan Wallace, it's a good time. But, no, it was good going out and playing somebody else and, you know, acting like that was week one. You know, you make your biggest, you know, advancements between week one and week two. So we really treated that like week one, even though it wasn't a game. You know, it was a controlled scrimmage, but we got to play against somebody else. Found out a lot about ourselves, you know, found out that our O-line is you know, we're coming along, and we were really concerned about our O-line, but we had a very good scrimmage up front. So, you know, good things happen. We're excited about it.
Different team, obviously, than he had in 2015, and that's the first thing. You got to have the guys believe in 2016.
Absolutely, and last year we knew that most of the time we could just line up and maul people and blow them off the ball and, you know, hand the ball to our rugged tailback, you know. And this year we've got a lot of speed. We've got a lot more speed in our program than we've had in the last several years. And so, you know, that gives us an opportunity to maybe spread some kids out a little bit, throw the ball a little bit more, you know, do some different things to put ourselves in a good position to move the ball.
Well, last year, Tyler Drolley carried the ball most of the time. Peyton McCarty's going to be back there, but Mady's going to be back there. We could see a bunch of people.
Absolutely. You know, McCarty is a very quick and shifty type of kid, and you're going to see him at tailback and in the slot. And then Rizaya, who's a very rugged 195-pound tailback that'll just pound you. You know, Garrett Kubovec, who is our fullback, you know, he's going to take some reps at tail and at full. Ben Saracen, another kid that could play some tailback and some fullback. So we're going to have a lot of backs back there. You know, our quarterback, Nick, and our other quarterback, BJ, all might carry the ball a little bit. So we're going to have the ball in a lot of different hands.
But let that offensive line do what they do best, though.
Absolutely. And, you know, pound for pound, we're probably a little bit bigger than we were last year. But experience-wise, we don't have quite as much. You know, we have a pretty experienced left tackle in Jackson Coker. And, you know, we feel good about running behind him when we need to, and you know, hopefully we'll get it done.
Muscatine, tough opener to say the least. Top 10 team, a lot back from last year. What do you know about them?
Well, I think they're I really believe that they're top 10, maybe even a top 5. They've got great skill kids. All their skill kids are back. Alfonso Soko, you know, I remember him when he was at Jefferson his freshman year, watching him on the Blue Oval down at Drake, and, you know, knew he was a special talent back then. The quarterback can get the ball downfield. He does a great job. Receivers, they return 6 of their top 8 tacklers. You know, they're loaded in the skill positions. What we don't know is what they have up front. I know they return a center and one defensive lineman. So, you know, to a certain extent, they're in the same boat we are up front. So we'll find out, but we definitely know that they're a very good football team.
What do they like to do defensively? They do things a little bit differently.
Yeah, they're going to pack the box on us. They're going to, you know, man up on us, run what we call a cover zero. So they're not going to have any deep safeties, which makes it tough to run the ball. And we're going to have to figure out a way to do it. They're going to have every all 11 defenders, you know, within 7 yards of the line of scrimmage. So, you know, that's a challenge. That, you know, poses a challenge. But, you know, offensively, we've got to figure out a way to counter that. And we've got a few things ready to go for them.
Well, it could be maybe a situation, maybe you can get some big plays.
I hope so. You know, this game anymore, it's, you know, it's a game of big plays, and we talk, you know, defensively, we want to limit their big plays. We know they're going to get yards, but we have to limit the big plays. You know, and offensively, we're going to have opportunities, hopefully, with the way they line up against us to pop a big one here or there, and we get a running back or receiver, you know, in that second level, and it's just one-on-one to the end zone, and we like our speed.
Head coach Brian White talking with us a little bit earlier on as Kennedy getting ready to take on Muscatine, our high school football presented by First Federal Credit Union. And we will go ahead and join the Kennedy Band for the playing of our national anthem. That will be coming up here in just a little bit. We'll also check in with Dennis Canuck on the sidelines. And the Kennedy Band on this beautiful night. Good crowd on hand. Lots of Cougar folks here. And why not after what they did and accomplished last year, and we'll talk more about that and give you the starters and check in on the sidelines, and we'll do that coming up here in just a couple of moments. But before we do that, I believe we are going to have the playing of our national anthem, as we will stand and join the Cedar Rapids Kennedy Cougar Marching Band as they have their performance of our national anthem. Kennedy Marching Band with our national anthem. One thing to watch in this game, John, there were rumors to the effect that Luke Witchers, the 6'4", 200-pounder, very good basketball player as well for Muscatine, that he was injured in the camp for Muscatine. We saw him out there in the field. Dennis might have more on that as well, but he was throwing passes. He was out there with the first team. I expect to see him out there.
I would say, Scott, that from my perspective during warmups, he was moving gingerly. Whether or not we see him, I think it's a 50-50 proposition right now.
Jackson Folk would be the quarterback, and they would go more with a little bit of a read option look if that is the case, if Witchers is not able to go. So, and Brian White said that, actually, that scared him more than the passing aspect of things. So we'll see.
On opening night, Scott, everything scares you.
No doubt. Well, you mentioned the band is back together. And with that in mind, we go downstairs to our good friend, Mr. Dennis Canuck. He was the godfather. Can we say that? He is the godfather of sideline reporters in the state of Iowa. back with us by popular demand, and we are very happy to have him aboard here again. Dennis, how are you?
Hey, guys. It is great to be back down here on the sidelines, and what a beautiful evening we have in store for a great top 10 matchup to kick off the Class 4A football season. It's great to be back with you guys. It's been a long time. I think the saying goes, the more things change, the more they stay the same, and that's probably the way it is down here. So the teams are fired up. They've gone through the warm-ups. Things are looking good. One of the big changes for me is I used to give a field condition report prior to the game. That's back when we used to have grass out here at Kingston Stadium. But now they've installed field turf since the last time I was out here. So field conditions are absolutely perfect. The weather is absolutely perfect. It's 73 degrees at kickoff with a light wind out of the south. You couldn't ask for better conditions to kick off the season. So, guys, we will be patrolling the sidelines tonight. We'll keep you up to date on all the events down here. And we will keep an eye on the quarterback situation for Muscatine as they take to the field right now, and the Cougars are ready to come out of the tunnel to kick off their season. So, as you said, the band's back together. It's an honor to be back out here with two of the best in the broadcasting business and to join you guys again on the sidelines. So we will keep you up to date throughout the evening. We will speak with Coach Brian White at halftime of the game and get an update on the progress of his team as well. All right, guys, we'll send it back up to you as we're about set for kickoff down here on the Kingston Stadium turf.
All right, Dennis, thanks. Appreciate that. As Kennedy makes her way out, Cougars in their green jerseys with the yellow numbers, the black pants, and the green helmets. Muscatine, as John mentioned, purple and gold. The gold helmets, the white jerseys, purple numbers, and the purple pants. You got ball control, John, going up against Muscatine, spreading everything out. What are you looking for?
Well, I think that Muscatine is going to have to score early and often. They cannot afford to get behind this Kennedy team. Kennedy is so solid in every aspect of this game that if they find themselves in a hole, I think they're going to have to really, really take big chances. And this is a very, very senior-laden team for Kennedy, with a lot of great multiple sport athletes, and they're just going to be waiting for you to do something foolish. And if they get a couple of turnovers, Kennedy could be off to the races, Scott.
One thing to look for, not a hot night, but conditioning could play a factor. Kennedy, 71 players on their roster to only 39 and really only 35 dressed tonight for Muscatine. Kennedy's got double the amount that the Muskies do.
Well, let me tell you something I remember from ancient history of my coaching days, and that is that even if you get a cooler night like tonight, there's still a lot of humidity in the air, and you can hydrate all you want, but when you come to that first game night, it's not the same as going through a two-hour practice, Scott. And so dehydration issues, it's possible that you could see some cramping tonight, even though it's in the 70s.
Joel Oswald is our lead official. He's one of the best in the state of Iowa. A crew out of the central and the western part of the state on a Thursday night. One of three games around the state of Iowa. They're playing at Brady Street Stadium tonight. Pretty good matchup. North Scott and Davenport Assumption are playing. And then they're playing the Ag Bowl tonight over in DeWitt in Todd Bramwell Camp land, as Central DeWitt taking on Northeast tonight. They brought that over to the eastern part of the state of Iowa. The lineups look like this as the coin toss will take place at the 50-yard line, I believe. Or are they just going to dispense with that and go ahead and get things underway? For Kennedy, Nick Deere, the quarterback, the 6'2", 185-pound senior returner from a year ago, threw for 56% of completions, over 1,700 yards, 20 touchdowns, and only two interceptions. He was outstanding a year ago, and they are going to dispense with all the pleasantries, and Kennedy is going to kick it off. And Andrew Stone, who was terrific as a sophomore last year, or Alex Stone, I beg your pardon, the 5'9", 145-pounder, is going to kick off from right to left. Not much wind at all to speak of here. And we will get our chance to see right out of the chute Alfonso Soko. And he will drop back deep for the Muscatine Muskies. They will go from left to right. Also back there for Muscatine will be Drew Greenhaw. And they will drop back in twin safeties at about the 5-yard line. 28th year of doing football. Can't wait to get it underway. Our 14th. Great to be back at Kingston as we get the season underway. here on a Thursday, August the 25th. Stone has it teed up at the 40-yard line. The approach in the kick, a high kick, a short kick. Greenhaw's going to get it at the 7. At the left hash, 15 to the 20. Breaks one tackle, he's loose. 35, 40-yard line. Back to the 50, and Stone, the kicker, brings it down, but not until he gets to the Kennedy 49-yard line on a big return of 44 yards.
That's not much of a surprise. Greenhaw is a returning All-State wide receiver and defensive back for Muscatine, and that's a very, very strange short kick for Alex Stone. We were used to seeing him put him in the end zone routinely last year.
Luke Witchers, we'll see if he comes out at quarterback. He's a 6'4", 200-pounder, and he will come out. Alfonso Soko, terrific running back, 18 touchdowns, almost 1,200 yards for Muscatine. They'll go with three receivers, and they put them all to the right side, split backs, and they send Soko out of there in motion. They'll flip it to him out of the backfield, and it's incomplete, and that was nearly
a
backward lateral.
Lateral, yes.
But they did call it a forward pass, and it's second down and 10 as Witcher's incomplete on his first pass. Ben Swears, a tight end, 6'2", 215-pound senior. This is a senior-dominated team, John. That's another thing that has Brian White worried. And then three receivers, seniors all, Summers, Greenhaw, and Oslin. Soko will go out of the backfield. They'll empty it. Twin receivers left, twin to the right. Here's a jet sweep to Soko. A little stutter move at the 50. Turns it up and gets to the Kennedy 45. Jackson Coker brings him down there. It's going to be a no-huddle offense and third and six coming up for Muscatine.
Sokol on the jet sweep, and you know they're going to try and get the ball into his hands as many times as they can. He and Greenhaw are going to get the majority of the touches.
Up front is where Muscatine, that is a question mark for the Muskies. The center is going to be Ethan King. He's a 205-pounder. Kennedy's got the beef up front. Back to throw on third down. They'll set up the screen right side and catching it, but slipping down right at the point of attack there was number 25, Nolan Oslin, and Muscatine's going to go three and out after the big kickoff return.
Nicely played by the secondary for Kennedy as they all stayed home and didn't bite on the initial full flow and the fake pump to the wide side of the field when the quarterback, the Witchers, then came back to the short side.
Summers will come in to punt it away for Muscatine. Kai Jenkins and Chase Baker back there for Kennedy at about the 10-yard line. Just underway, no score. Snap back, rushes on, gets it away, and a spiral kick, but goes out of bounds. Tried to pin Kennedy inside the 20, and he'll put him out at about the 17-yard line. So it's going to be about a 28-yard punt. And pretty good job defensively right there on the three and out for the Kennedy defense.
They did a nice job of recognizing who the key players are for Muscatine that they want to get that ball to. And obviously they're trying to get those guys out on an island. But the defense for Kennedy has got a lot of speed to match that, don't forget.
First down, Cougars will run it out of the eye. Hand off McCarty off the right side and breaks one tackle. Gets from the 17, crosses the 20 out to about the 21-yard line. As the Cougars, that was their bread and butter last year, John. Just run the ball. All kinds of ball control. We saw Tyler Drolley carry it just about a gajillion times last year, but he's at Coe College
now. Taking his service to the Cohawks.
Twin receivers out to the right side. Again, tight end crawled on the right side. This will be a naked boot for Deer with blockers in front. Turns it up at about the 22 and gets to about the 23, maybe the 24-yard line.
Kind of a slow developing play there, although he had a couple of blockers out in front of him. Nicely pursued by the defense for Muscatine.
Nick Deer, the quarterback. Fullback Garrett Kubovec, 6'1", 200-pound senior. Peyton McCarty, the starting senior tailback, 5'8", 160. Kai Jenkins at one receiver, 6'2", 175 junior. And T'Ron Deer, the younger brother of Nick, at the other spot, 5'10", 170. Handoff right up the middle, and that's Sam Pape. He's in that Dallas Jacobus role. And Pape is close to a first down. They'll give it to him.
Yeah, they went into the full house backfield, kind of a power eye with two offset fullbacks, and just handed it off on a little misdirection to Pape. And a little bit of Dallas Jacobus there is right.
Another wrestler and another defensive lineman that wants to get that ball. Up front for Kennedy, Jackson Coker at left tackle, 6'3", 270 and a senior. Parker Maxwell, left guard, 5'11", 250, and a junior. Here's a quick snap and a handoff to Kubovec, and he gets tripped up right at the line of scrimmage. And it'll be a gain of one. It'll be second down and nine. The other lineman for Kennedy, Austin Moss up front, the senior, 5'11", 195-pounder. Peyton McGuire at right guard, 6'2", 280, and a senior. And Matt Murphy, 296 at right tackle. Carter Crawl starting tight end, 6'4", 205, and a senior. Jenkins to the left, Deer to the right. On second and long, off the fake, play action, rolling to the right is Deer. Looks upfield, McCarty out of the backfield, has first down on the far sideline. Right at the marker at the 37-yard line, but that should move the chains.
Yeah, very nice play action pass there. And McCarty is a sure-handed receiver. We saw him in the slot last year, and they had some really nice conversions of third downs last year until McCarty unfortunately went down with the season-ending injury. But he is just a very sure-handed receiver, knows where the sticks are, how to get to him, get that first down.
Two catches, 99 yards, two touchdowns last year before he went out in the Jeff game. Out of the shotgun, B.J. White in there, throws to the left side. It's caught by McCarty. They emptied the backfield that time. Put Deer to White out, and B.J. White moves the ball up to the 44-yard line.
That's right. B.J. White coming in early. We expected this to happen. His father even predicted it. And I think that's a good look here to get him in early and get Deer out into a receiver position.
And a quick, high-percentage pass. Second down, long three at the 44-yard line. Full house backfield. Handoff, Mady, his first varsity carry. Close to a first down, pushed back. But I think they're going to give him forward progress before Derek Whoopking made the stop.
The thing I like about Mady is he is so quick to the handoff that once he gets it, he's running full speed, and there's no reason to accelerate because he's already there.
Already, John, six different players have touched the ball for the Kennedy Cougars.
Yeah, a little different than Drawley left, Drawley right, Drawley up the middle last year.
I formation, Deer under center. Off the fake, going to roll to the right side. Has time, now pressured, and he's going to throw it away. And is it picked off? Diving for the interception and getting it was David Summers. Came up with the diving pick, and Muscatine in business at the Kennedy 48-yard line.
Yeah, ill-advised throw there by Nick Deer, who was running for his life to the wide side of the field, unloaded a side-armed motion as he was being tugged on his left shoulder pad, and the receiver was open, but the cornerback or defensive back for Muscatine just came right in front of the ball, which was thrown very low, and dove for it and picked it off.
No score. The Muscatine with the first turnover of the night. Twins to the right, one receiver to the left. Soko, the lone setback. On first down, out of the shotgun. Witchers throws, pass tipped and almost intercepted by Remidko of Kennedy, who got a pawn. That's Brock Remidko. You remember Big Brother last year.
Nolan, the older brother there. And Brock went up as high as he could possibly jump and just got a hand on it, tipped it straight up in the air and almost came down with it as he was laying on his back.
Jacob Mussel, 6'3", 280. He's a big-time prospect at left tackle. The left guard is Zach Miller, 6 foot, 200-pounder for Muscatine. Second down and 10. Inside handoff. Soko, stiff arms, gets to the outside, cuts back 45-40. Breaks a tackle, 35. Down the numbers, 30. And thrown down by Sam Pape, but all the way down inside the red zone at the Kennedy 19-yard line.
Okay, now that's what Brian White was afraid of, because Soko came off of that jet sweep handoff, and he put three or four moves on Cougars that left them standing still.
Big gain that time of 28. And first and 10, Muscatine at the Kennedy 19-yard line. One receiver out to the left, wide side of the field that way. Shotgun snap, Witcher's a throw. Looks left, looks middle, has all day. Now throws in the flat and coming back to make the catch. No, they're going to say incomplete. Michael Kaiser was right there as Alfonso Soko tried to come back for the ball, but it hit the turf.
My goodness, you could have had a cup of coffee back there. Witchers had all day to look down the field. He looked off his primary receiver, looked at a secondary on the opposite side of the field, and then came all the way back to the far side of the field and delivered the ball, which, even if it had been caught, would have been still second and 10.
Witchers so far only 1 for 4 for minus one, but Muscatine at the Kennedy 19. Second and 10, offset eye to the right, out of the shotgun. And the handoff, and Johnson Mator right there to bring down Soko. There's the returning all-district, all-state linebacker.
Yeah, we saw Johnson Mator do a lot of that last year as he just picked his gap. And if he can get a crease and a little bit of a seam between those two linemen up there, he will meet you in the backfield and throw you down viciously, and that's what he did on that.
Third down, 14 from the 23. No score, 6:28 to play, first quarter. Muscatine at the Kennedy, 23 off the turnover. Back to throw, Witchers being pressured, throws left side, man open. It is caught, Summers at the 10. He's got a first and goal. Make it Greenhaw. Caught it at the 10, turned it up, got it down to the 7-yard line.
Greenhaw wide open on that. A little bit of, I think, zone coverage that Kennedy was in, and it was very soft because the deep man took the safety off, and then that left that underneath crease there wide open for Greenhaw, who had no problems getting yardage after the catch there.
Greenhaw, returning All-State receiver with 30 catches a year ago. First down, goal, Muscatine at the Kennedy 7. From the left hash mark, inside handoff, Soko trying to get to the corner on a sweep. And brought down, yes, Chase Baker held on and brought him down. Got a couple extra yards, though, as he took it down to about the 4-yard line. He is very, very strong for his 5'10", 185 frame.
Yes, he is as advertised. The quickness and the elusive nature of his running with that ball is on display here. And you're going to bring him down, you're going to have to wrap him up good and roll your hips through.
Second down and goal. Witcher's still in there at quarterback. There was some question if he was going to play, and he is in there. They'll go an off-balance line to the right side. Shotgun snap. Witcher's looking left. Throws to the middle of the field and knocked down and almost intercepted right there by Garrett Kubovec.
Kubovec did a nice job of jamming up two passing lanes and just settling in there, reading the quarterback's eyes, and then when the ball was delivered, wasn't able to get a pick on it there, but was able to get his hand on it and knock it down. Nicely played.
Coker. Asa Campbell will move in, a junior, and Sam Pape, the starting front three for Kennedy. 5:21 to play here in the first quarter. No score, but Muscatine third and goal at the Kennedy 4. Blitz coming. Shotgun snap. Mator coming. Here's the inside throw, and it's caught right at the 1, and in for a touchdown was Greenhaw. He got popped, but he held on and got in.
Jesse Price came up and stood him up right at the goal line and snapped his head back, but he must have gotten the ball across the plane. We can send it down to DK. I'm sure you had a better view of it than I did.
Absolutely. We'll go after this extra point here. The officials, though, said he was in, and they are the ones that have the final say in it. Jackson Folk, who started as a linebacker, and he's the backup quarterback.
They're going for two.
Yeah, they're going to go the old swinging gate here. No, they're going to flip it, and going in on the right side is Benjamin Swear. He's going to get in for the two-point try.
Interesting. DK maybe can tell us how that evolved, too.
Yeah. Dennis, we can go down to you real quick. There are a couple things there. First of all, real close to the touchdown, and then that was trickeration right there.
Yeah, on the touchdown, guys. He was clearly in. Made it just across the line before he got popped. A rude awakening by the Kennedy defender, but clearly the Muscatine player across the goal line. And then I think there was just some confusion in the way that the Muscatine special teams lined up. Kennedy did not know what to expect there, and it was just a quick flip out to number 13, who did a great job of powering across the goal line for the two-point conversion. A couple quick early observations down here on the sidelines, too, guys. You talked about controlling the line of scrimmage. Right now, advantage Muscatine on that. The condition of the quarterback Witchers from Muscatine seems very healthy. No issues there. So right now, Kennedy on their heels a little bit. We'll send it back up to you.
All right, Dennis, thanks. And after not trailing a whole lot last year during the season until the championship game, Kennedy down 8-0 here at home.
Well, that's what happens when you turn the ball over and give the short field to the opponent. And this was not what Brian White and his staff had dialed up here to start this first quarter.
McCarty back deep along with Chase Baker. And here is the kick, a low line driver. And it's going to be fumbled and then picked up at the 1-yard line by McCarty. To the 10, angling left, breaks a tackle to 20 and drug down from behind at about the 24-yard line. About a 23-yard return that time for McCarty. And Kennedy will have it down 8-0. That was a Oregon duck formation on that two-point conversion try. It was kind of an elongated swinging gate that Washington likes to run.
Well, what you've got is you've got a group of people that are over on the left-hand side, way out at the hash, and another one way off at the hash on the right. And then you've got to just figure out defensively, how are we going to cover this?
Wide side of the field to the left, delayed handoff, left side, McCarty, and not much. Got two. Tried to slip through that left side, and then there on the stop for Muscatine was Joseph Bartling, 5'8", 200-pound, starting defensive lineman. And a gain of two. It'll be second down and eight. Gave you the Kennedy offense. Gray, Carter, Bartling, and Bell up front for Muscatine. They go with the base 4-3 look. Shotgun this time. Deer throws, guns it, and it's knocked down at the line of scrimmage, incomplete. Caleb Paul got a paw on that one.
6'2", 205, and he didn't have to go up very far either.
So it's a third and eight coming up for the Cougars. They'll bring Kai Jenkins in. Nate Holliday, Nolan Oslin, and Jackson Folk, the linebacking crew, and they are very good. Derek Whoopking, Logan Nugent. The corners, Drew Grehaw and David Summers, are the safeties. Third and eight. Deer and Jenkins to the left. Twin receivers out to the right side. One set back is Maney. Back to throw is Deer. Has time. Looking. Now is going to roll to the right side. Being chased. Throws on the run. Long upfield and incomplete. Tried to get it to T'Ron Deer, his brother. Just off of his fingertips at about the Muskie 35-yard line.
Again, Nick Deer feeling the pressure back there. Had to unload that ball a little quicker than he would have liked to. But I'm seeing some things from Muscatine's defense, Scott. They're in a cover zero, which means they have no deep zone free safety. Everybody's locked on to a receiver, and that scares defensive coordinators, I'm here to tell you. So look for a big play downfield at some point.
Deer will stay in to punt it away. Low end-over-end kick, and Soko on the first top 29. Coming to the near side to the 35-yard line. Turns it back at the 40 and got popped and pushed back. Terrific. Special teams play down there for the Cougars. Brandon Cook, 5'10", 182-pound senior. He just wrapped him up.
Coach Enoch would have liked that takedown.
Yeah, he would have. Who's down below, the Kennedy wrestling coach. 8-0 Muscatine, and they've got good field position again at their own 44 with 4:10 to play in the first quarter.
Yeah, this will be their third possession. And the first two, they started inside Kennedy territory, and here they're very close to the midfield.
Wide side of the field to the left. Offset eye with Swear in there as the H-back. Hand off Soko. Breaks a couple arm tackles. 45. Cuts it outside. 50. Kennedy territory to the 40-yard line and pushed out of bounds. Johnson Mator got him, but not until he got to the Kennedy 32-yard line. Missed tackles there by the Cougars.
And that just showed Sokol's strength because he powered through that initial tackle as somebody tried to wrap him up right about at the line of scrimmage and then immediately bounced it to the outside and was off to the races down the Muscatine sideline. He's strong. He's got great eyes. And he can spin on a dime and take you from 0 to 85 in a hurry.
First and 10 at the Kennedy 32-yard line. Twins to the right side. Witcher's the throw. Flag down. Throws the middle of the field. Leaping catch made. Greenhaw at the Kennedy 15. But let's see what the penalty flag's about.
Yeah, the Muskie offensive players all pointing at Kennedy on this one. We'll see.
Going to be procedure, though, against Muscatine.
That's going to bring back a nice reception there by Greenhaw that's going to go for naught.
High school football presented by First Federal Credit Union here tonight. 3:52 to play first quarter, 8-0. Eighth-rated Muscatine on top of number 5, Kennedy. Kyle Knock, Kennedy's defensive coordinator down there. And Muscatine, a couple times, a little curl into that flat part of the Kennedy zone.
Kennedy's given a big cushion deep.
Greenhaw and Oslin to the right side. They'll put Swearer tied into the left and one receiver that way as well. Long count down to 8. On the play clock, we're going to get a timeout. Timeout, Muscatine will take one as well. 3:35 to play opening quarter. 8-0 Muskies. Back in a minute. You're listening to High School Football on KGYM.
Happy Joe's isn't afraid of a tough matchup. They'll put their large pizza up against anybody else in town. Theirs is the biggest. That means they can feed families, fans, or whole teams until they're good and full. Their pizzas are famous, too. They originated the taco pizza, and it's still a fan favorite. Plus, everyone loves Happy Joe's VIP Club. It's easy to sign up, and you'll get exclusive offers and earn points towards a free pizza. Order online today from Happy Joe's to Cedar Rapids locations at happyjoescr.com. Delivery or carryout available.
Between work, soccer practice, and everything else, I don't have time to keep track of the number of times I use my debit card, go to a certain ATM, or how many bills I pay online each month. I'm a good customer. How about a good reward?
First Federal Credit Union has a checking solution for your busy lifestyle. It's no strings checking. You earn 5% APY on your first $500 balance. No other conditions, no monthly fee, no minimum balance, no strings. You deserve a credit union that puts you first. Learn more at firstfedcu.com. Member NCUA.
Back at Kingston, 8-0 Muscatine, and after the Muskie timeout, they will have a first down and 15. Quick toss to Soko, and he puts on a little stutter move, gets to the outside 30, and close to another first down. Price and Kubovec finally escort him out of bounds. That was just kind of a naked toss. Now we've got a injured Cougar there on the end of the play as well.
Johnson Rader.
And that's someone that Kennedy could ill afford to lose.
Can't tell for sure. That's a preliminary identification. But let me talk about that play for just a second, because that was beautifully conceived. Sweep to the wide side of the field, and they pulled their outside tackle to lead out there, and he is a big one. Jacob Musil, 6'3", 280, and he took somebody on for the secondary of Kennedy down to their back, and that was read perfectly by Sokol, who bounced it to the outside that and made another 5 or 6 yards easily on that block thrown by the tackle.
Big plays so far have gone Muscatine's way. So far, plays over 15 yards. We got 4 of them for the Muskies, and it is Johnson Mator. And he's coming off limping.
Mm-hmm. Walking on his own power, though.
Was a first down carry of 15. And it'll take it down to the Kennedy 22. The big Kennedy crowd so far has been very quiet below us.
Nice crowd here for the Cougar faithful tonight.
See Mr. Sean Beyer coming up here. And he's now a wide receiver.
Nice to see him already getting some time in the 2 and 3 deeps down in Iowa City as well.
Absolutely.
That's impressive.
Absolutely. And Dallas Jacobus is off to a good start down there as well.
You know, for a guy that never had an offer initially from him, all of a sudden he's playing in the starting role maybe possibly at some point.
First and 10 from the Kennedy 22-yard line. Twins left, twins right. Blitz coming. Throwing up field. Sokol out of the backfield. Has it. Beautifully thrown ball. Inside the 5 and down to the 3. Just a seam route, and it's first and goal, Muscatine.
Yeah, Witcher laid that one on the money. Sokol running full speed, and he had the ball right in his hands, exactly where he needed to have it to keep running in stride.
First and goal, already up 8-0, is Muscatine. Sokol, the lone setback. He'll get it on the read option. Eludes one man, stays on his feet, backs his way into the end zone. Touchdown, second and third efforts for Alfonso Soko.
Boy, and that's where his strength shows through, Scott, as you were talking about earlier. He should have gone down with maybe a yard loss, but after 2 or 3 efforts of trying to tackle him, he just found his way into that end zone.
Soko from 3 yards out, and it is 14-0 Muscatine. And this time they will try for the point after. Logan Nugent out of the hold of Derek Whipking. And he is a right-footed specialist. Good snap, placement made. A low-line drive kick, but it is good. And with 3:06 to play here in the opening quarter, it is a 15-0 lead for Muscatine. Very impressive. And this is what Brian White was fearful of coming in.
Muscatine offensively is doing everything Jake Mueller, their head coach, wanted, and they look very comfortable executing it. Right now, you cannot say that about Brian White's offense. Kennedy just has sputtered offensively right now. It's just the only way to put it.
And Muscatine, good contingent of folks from Muscatine County making their way up here as well.
You know, I missed the report on your buddy down in Muscatine. What did I miss on that? Did he say that the Muskies were as advertised, or how'd that come out?
This is as the most potential for a Muscatine team that they can remember.
I forget his name.
Joel.
Joel, that's right.
Joel from Muscatine, right over to our right here. And they got to be smiling right now, up 15-0. This is a good-looking football team.
Yeah, we're still not through the first quarter, though. A lot of game left.
These two teams met in a playoff game in 2012 was the last time they met. And Kennedy upset Muscatine 20-17. Here is the kick. Nugent high end over end. It's going to go into the end zone, and it'll be a touchback. And Kennedy will have it on the 20-yard line, down 15-0. And that was the last time these two schools play. They will play in this two-year cycle in non-district play. They'll go down to Muscatine next year. And also, of course, they used to play on a yearly basis back in the Old Valley when Muscatine was in there in the 60s through most of the 70s.
Yes, they did.
First and 10, Cougars split backs. Here's Mady on the toss, left side. Gets between defenders, crosses a 25, stays in bounds, and gets to about the 27-yard line. Isaiah Mady, he's the bigger of the two tailbacks. He's a 6-foot, 190-pound junior, and he went for about 8 that time.
A lot of fresh bodies coming in on every set of downs here for Kennedy's offense, and they're keeping a lot of fresh feet out there. On that particular play, the reason it sprung for the big yardage, great blocking on the outside.
Five-man front for Muscatine, showing the blitz, inside handoff. McCarty sidesteps one, but got back to the line of scrimmage, and that is it. And making the stop that time for the Muskies was Jason Gray, 6'5", 200 pounds, and one of the defensive ends. No gain, third and two coming up for the Cougars.
Offensive linemen for Muscatine have really done a nice job of bottling up that tackle, nose tackle area.
Pape in there, full house look for Kennedy. Isaiah Mady is the deep back. They'll give it to Pape, and he's not going to get there. Struggling off the pile, still struggling. They'll give it forward progress. Back to the line of scrimmage, and that was it. And Muscatine holds, and that's the second three and out in a row for the Kennedy offense.
They lost a good yard there, so it's going to be fourth and two. And we're going to see, is Brian White going to roll the dice here? He is, unless Deer comes in with a play and then...
No, he's the punter, too.
He is the punter, so...
This is a big roll of the dice.
He grabbed Deer before he went out to that huddle, though, and he talked with him.
And they are going to go for it. Down to 7 on the play clock. Deer under center. See if they try to pull him off. They tried to, and no dice. And timeout taken here by the Cougars. With minute 17 to play here in the first quarter, and Muscatine up 15-0.
Ran that dangerously close to the play clock running out there as Brian White down on the field just waving his arms. Hurry up and get to the line of scrimmage and call that play.
Well, the problem with that, John, is if you want to spring that, you can't do it with only 9 on the play clock.
That's right.
And that's what happened with Kennedy, and now Deere's going to go back into punt formation.
Nothing wrong with that attempt. And remember, too, as with Sean Beyer, who made a living off of just tucking that ball under on punts last 2 years, in fact, Deer can grab that thing. If he sees a little crease, and he can run this thing. So don't be surprised if they don't punt it here, even though they're well back in their own territory.
Drew Greenhaw back at the 35-yard line. Deer with the snap. He will kick it. Low end over in. Rugby-style kick. Takes a high bounce. Greenhaw comes up. Gets a 33. Makes one man miss and then spun at the 40. Gets away. Still on his feet into Kennedy territory. And down to the Cougar 48. And sloppy tackling for Kennedy.
Just a lot of missed tackles defensively and now on special teams as well. As the running backs for and the receivers for Muscatine are doing a great job of staying on their feet on first contact and just keeping their feet moving. Right now, it's you know what's kind of as simple as, if you could boil this down right now, Muscatine's moving their feet, Scott. Kennedy's not moving their feet.
Absolutely. First and 10 at the Kennedy, 49. Field position has been all Muscatine in this game. Muskies up 15-0 from the far hash mark. Inside handoff to Alfonso Soko. Bounces off the pile. Tries to go outside and chase down for a loss. That was the best of Kennedy's defenses. Look, Jackson Coker came up with the stop.
And we don't have Johnson Mader back in there. In fact, he is down on the bench still being attended to by the trainer.
Beg your pardon, that was 28 instead of 78, so that was Carter Crawl. That right side end. It'll be a loss of a couple for Soko, and it's second down and 12. Give you the Kennedy linebackers and D-backs coming up. Three-man front. Out of the shotgun, Witcher's the throw. Guns the left side. Catch made at the 40-yard line. And that's David Summers, who caught 22 a year ago. Down to the Kennedy 41. Good safe pass. It goes for about nine.
You know what the receivers for Muscatine are doing a great job of, Scott? They just go out and they find a soft little opening in the seam and the coverage, and then they settle into it and drift into the greatest opening. They just got so much separation, they're making it easy for Witchers to throw to them.
We'll go down to Dennis after this play here. It's third down and two coming up. Play clock has not started as of yet. And they will wait for the end of the quarter. We'll get to Dennis after the quarter break here. After one, it's Muscatine, the eighth-rated Muskies, 15. And number five, Kennedy nothing. Back in a minute. You're listening to High School Football from KGYM Sports.
When you work with an independent insurance agent, you put the power of choice to work for you. Independent agents know several companies and their coverages, which means more options. And because companies like Lamar's Insurance Company use the independent agent system, you not only get quality insurance, you also save money. The independent insurance agent system. Discover the power of choice.
Call Millhiser Smith Agency today, your local Lamar's agent, or visit us online at millhisersmith.com to see how much you could save.
If you can't count on your car, you can't count on getting anywhere, like work. That doesn't help you get ahead. But J.D. Byrider can. They'll work out a monthly payment you can afford, and your vehicle will include a zero deductible, 36-month, 36,000-mile limited warranty, and oil changes for the life of your loan. Get a vehicle you can afford and depend on at J.D. Byrider in Cedar Rapids. Ask for your Booster Club bonus, and they'll give you $250 towards your down payment, plus $250 to the Booster Club of your choice. J.D. Byrider, 3837 First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids.
Back with you here at Kingston Stadium, a 15-0 Muscatine lead as we get ready to open the second quarter. Muscatine with a third and two at the Kennedy 41-yard line. Trips to the right, one set back. Here is that naked toss, gets away from Soko, and he'll have to go down and pick it up, and he's going to lose about 5 yards before Romidko brought him down. Let's go down to Dennis real quick with an update on the sidelines.
Update on Johnson Mader. He came off the field a couple series ago. They were undergoing some tests for vision and balance on the sidelines. They are taking his helmet away. He's still undergoing some tests by the trainers, but right now it does not appear he will be back in the game anytime soon. Back up to you.
All right, Dennis, thanks. And that's a huge loss for the Kennedy defense. Summers in to punt it away. Good snap. Rush coming. Just got rid of it. A high short kick and a fair catch made at the 18-yard line by Chase Baker. Short punt, but the rush was coming.
Field position has not been friendly to Kennedy tonight. This will be their fourth possession. They've started on their own 17, 24, 20, and now their own 18. As opposed to Muscatine, whose four possessions, three of which started inside Kennedy territory.
And that's part of the reason why Muscatine's ahead at 15-0. Deer to the left, Kai Jenkins to the right side. Tight end to the right. Here is the handoff. Kubovac on little trap to the fullback. Crosses a 20, and the senior gets out to about the 21-yard line. And it'll be second down and seven coming up. Kennedy with only 41 yards, John, in that first quarter. 25 in the ground, 16 through the air. And Nick Deere, one out of four with an interception and 16 yards.
Yeah, they're just stuck in first gear right now and can't get anything going either direction.
Give you Muscatine's yardage in a moment. Second down and seven. Delayed handoff. Isaiah trying to get to the outside. Breaks a couple tackles. Pushes the pile ahead. And Isaiah Maney's got a first down. That's just tough running behind Jackson Coker leading the way out there.
It is, and Mady's got good running fundamental skills, but he's also got some great vision as he just lowered his shoulder pads on that one, and then when he kept his legs moving, bounced it to the outside and got another 5 yards beyond what he probably should have had.
First down and 10 for the Cougars, down 15-0 here. Off play action, Deere rolls to the near side. Now being chased, still looking and threw it away. Trying to get it to McCarty out of the backfield. Nathan Holliday, a 6 foot, 200-pound linebacker, was chasing him along the near sideline.
Same play action pass that was thrown for the interception earlier.
And it's second and 10. That time Deere just put it in the turf.
Yeah, Deere is not getting the blocking on those play actions from the backside that he needs. He's kind of running for his life out there on the wide side every time.
Muscatine with 119 total yards to Kennedy's 41 in that first quarter. Second and 10, Cougars down 15-0, and penalty flags fly. And I think one of the interior linemen may have moved. That'll be the first penalty of the night for the Cougars.
Brian White's not going to be happy when DK talks to him at halftime. They just have not come out here and looked sharp here in this first quarter plus.
No, they haven't. Second down and 15 coming up off the quick count. Play action. Back to throw. Deer loops the middle. Has McCarty out there. Over the shoulder catch, and he's gone. Breaks a tackle at the 40. He's down to the 10, and Kennedy is on the board with a big play. They beat the cover zero.
And that's why you just can't go cover zero and not give up a big play at some point against a team with the speed and athleticism of Kennedy. Brian White would have been waiting to call that play for quite some time, and I'm guessing he's thinking now, why didn't I call that a little sooner?
That was the play that worked last year twice to McCarty.
Now, McCarty knows that play very, very well, and had an initial little bobbling of the ball, but once he pulled it in, there was nobody left to catch him.
Alex Stone to try the extra point. Out of the hole to B.J. White. Good snap. Placement made. And before the kick, we got a penalty marker down. We're going to have a procedure. And it's going to go against the Cougars, so they'll back up five. I agree with this. Too early to go for two at this point to try to play catch-up. Get all the points you want.
I agree. We're just barely into the second quarter.
Muscatine owning things, and Kennedy getting the big play. We talked about that in the pregame show. So backing up five will be the junior Stone. He'll try to pull Kennedy within one score here with 10:03 to play in the first half. Good snap again. Place down, and the kick, another penalty flag, and it's up and good, but we'll see what this is about.
Now, if this is on Muscatine, it'll be declined, and we'll get back to play.
Looks like it's going to be on the Muskies. And I believe it'll be enforced on the kickoff. Extra point is good. Going to be a personal foul against Muscatine. I wonder if somebody leaped the pile or something.
Now, sometimes they try and jump on somebody's back to get up there a little higher and see if they can block it.
And that is a no-no. And the extra point is good, and so it's 15-7 now. And now Uncle Mo back with a green jersey on.
Well, I think everybody on the Kennedy sideline here, as well as in the stands, is breathing a sigh of relief now. Because it's almost as though maybe the cork just popped and now they can get back to playing Kennedy football, because before that play just wasn't looking like the Kennedy that we are used to seeing here. Let's talk about cover zero for just a second, Scott. Not very many teams will play cover zero. And when they say cover zero, what they mean is that there's no free safety back deep looking over the whole field and just kind of playing center field and going, always being the deepest man on the field. Instead, everybody's locked onto a receiver, and you stay with that man come, you know what, or high water. Cover one, cover two, very, very common things where you've got a couple of deep guys back so that everything stays in front of you. But that's what happens when you play cover zero, is you are susceptible to those long pass and running plays because all of your defenders in the secondary are locked onto somebody and they're not thinking about being back there in case something happens.
Alex Stone is going to kick from the Muscatine 45-yard line, so he should just hammer this into the end zone, and that's what he's going to do. He, in fact, I believe, made a field goal. It's not going to count, but it will put Muscatine on the 20-yard line. That's the first time all night, John, like you said and alluded to earlier, they're going to be forced to go 80 yards.
Yeah, Muscatine's two touchdowns, both were short fields. They only had to go about 45 or 50 yards in each case to convert. And so with Kennedy's defense coming out now and forcing them to have to go 80 yards, this may be a little bit different. And as you said, you can just feel a momentum swing here. Kennedy's kind of looking a little lighter in their shoes right now, and their shoulder pads and helmets are more out in front of their feet. They look hungry.
Soko the lone setback. Witcher's out of the shotgun. They'll run read option. Hand off to Soko and brought down. Gain of a couple. And knifing in there for the Kennedy defense, Ben Saracen. He's a backup linebacker, a junior. Going to be a gain, we'll call it three. 69 yards and a touchdown so far for Alfonso Soko. On 10 carries. It's been pretty much feast or famine for the senior. Twins to the right side, one receiver to the left. On second down, inside handoff, Soko following the pile right side, pushing it ahead. And gets pretty good yardage, about five down to the 29-yard line. Kubovec on the stop that time for the Cougars.
That play looked more rugby-esque than it did football.
Kennedy's linebackers, hybrids are Brock Romidka, the 165-pound junior, and Maury Cooper, 170-pound junior. Johnson Mator is not in there right now. He is out of the game. That's why Sarazen is in there for the Cougars. Garrett Kubovec and Michael Kaiser, the other linebackers. Terrell Jordan, Chase Baker, the corners. Jesse Price, the safeties. Third and one. Blitz coming. Witchers looks left, throws right. Little middle screen. Catch made and close to a first down, and they gave him a good spot. Got him a good spot to Oslin at the 30-yard line.
See where they put the ball down as the official resets it, and that is going to be a first down.
Yep, they're going to give him the first down.
Very generous spot there.
Second catch of the night for Nolan Oslin, and it results in a third down conversion and a Muscatine first down. 15-7 Muskies. Summers out to the left side, joined out there by Greenhaw. Soko out of the backfield. Empty look. Shotgun snap, back to throw Witchers. Throws the middle deep into double coverage. Intercepted, Jesse Price at the 42. Up the far sideline, lowers a shoulder and gets back to the Muscatine 40-yard line. So Kennedy gets their first break of the night.
And that, defensive coordinators everywhere, is why you keep somebody deep back there playing center field. When the long ball is delivered, you can go back there and just run underneath it, which is exactly what Jesse did.
Great catch, too, defensively for Jesse Price. Over-the-shoulder grab, threw in the double coverage, and Kennedy's got it on the Muskie 41. First down, split backs. Isaiah Mady gets the toss. Coming on the right side, turns up 40, 35, and brought down from behind at about the 34, maybe the 33-yard line.
Boy, Isaiah Mady is making a case right now for being the go-to back right now. He is doing everything but look his coach in the eye and say, give me the ball.
Done a good job so far.
He really has been a spark plug for him.
Four carries, 28 yards, straight eye this time. Six-man front, handoff, off tackle. Mady leaps the pile, gets to the 30. He's got a first down. And the big junior down to the Muscatine 26-yard line.
Brian White's a smart man. He's coming right back to Mady, and he's just going to keep feeding him until Muscatine's defense proves they can stop him.
First down number six for Kennedy. Both teams with six first downs here in the game so far.
Oh, Mo is really swinging Kennedy's way even more so now.
Close to the red zone, one receiver to the right side. They're going to go with the jumbo package, and the inside handoff, McCarty, he switched to fullback that time. He got popped as he got two to the 24.
Nolan Oslin came in there, the senior defensive back, and was right up at the line of scrimmage and popped McCarty well there.
McCarty's going to come out. Down to seven to play. You're listening to high school football tonight on 1600 AM, 107.5 and 106.3 FM, KGYM, Cedar Rapids, Iowa City. Scott Unash, John Hagerty, Dennis Canock with you. Second down, long seven. Delay Mady coming to the right side and got hammered as he made a cut. He slipped down and then got hit by Drew Greenhaw.
Well, Greenhaw is the All-State defensive back for returning for Muscatine, and all the defensive backs for Muscatine, Scott, love to come up and lay the wood to somebody, but they're so close on that cover zero man coverage that they can do that on the running plays.
Third down, a little more than five. And we've got a timeout defensively, I think, called by Muscatine.
It's not a bad call by them.
And they will get a timeout. We'll take one as well. 6:20 to play here in the opening half. 15-7. Muscatine on top. Back in a minute on KGYM.
No lizard or TV personality or bespectacled professor. No stage, no set, no facade. Insurance isn't entertainment. It's something you need to keep a bad thing from turning into a worse thing. That doesn't mean it has to be all stone-faced and serious. It can come with a kind, smart person who answers the phone or an email or even comes to your home when you need them. At Skogman Carlson Insurance, you have a person. A real one. Get to know yours at youhaveaperson.com.
Happy Joe's isn't afraid of a tough matchup. They'll put their large pizza up against anybody else in town. Theirs is the biggest. That means they can feed families, fans, or whole teams until they're good and full. Their pizzas are famous, too. They originated the taco pizza, and it's still a fan favorite. Plus, everyone loves Happy Joe's VIP Club. It's easy to sign up, and you'll get exclusive offers and earn points towards a free pizza. Order online today from Happy Joe's to Cedar Rapids locations at happyjoescr.com. Delivery or carryout available.
Penalty flags down as we return to action. Kennedy tried to get him on the quick snap on the naked boot, but Cougars moved before the snap.
That's too bad, too, because they had that full house backfield in there, the power eye, and the quarterback, Deer, had three blockers out in front of him running to the wide side of the field. That was going to be a nice yardage pickup there, but it's coming back.
Third down and 10 after the five-yard penalty. Chandler Pohl is in there as an extra tight end. Now Pape will come out. They're going to keep Isaiah Mady in there. Down to 12 on the play clock. Carter Crawl, tight end, to the left side. Pohl to the right side. Tight formation. Down to 5 on the play clock. They're going to run it. Mady off the left side. Cuts it to the corner. To the 20. To the 15. To the 10. And he's got the first down and more. First and goal down to the 8. They just outflanked him, John.
Peyton McGuire came off and just leveled a linebacker for Muscatine there, and that's what sprung that to the outside. What a pancake, beautiful block.
Isaiah Mady has been, he's been the spark plug. I formation for Kennedy. First and goal from the 7. Off the quick count, Mady off the right side, this time twisted down in the backfield. Great defensive play there by Nolan Bell, the 280-pounder.
Just met the handoff in the backfield.
Muscatine's got a few guys that go both ways, few more than Kennedy does.
And it looks as though they're wearing down just a little bit to me here. Kennedy's offensive line doing a much better job of coming off the ball, staying low, driving their feet in this series.
Second and goal, back at the 10. Deer under center. Out of the eye with a receiver to the right side. Off play action. Rolling right. Has all day. Looks back to the left. Going for the tight end. Caught. Left side touchdown. Carter Crawl. And Kennedy back within two at 15-13.
Couldn't have thrown that ball any nicer to Carter Crawl, who was angling towards the back corner of the end zone. Defensive back leaped up and almost got his hands on it, but there was enough air underneath it. That's just a beautiful pass.
Thing of beauty from 10 yards out. Floated it over the first defender in double coverage. And between him and the second. Stone for the extra point. Good snap. Oh, now the snap is fumbled. Now White's going to pick it up. Going to roll to the left side. Going to roll back to the right. Throws it upfield. Caught by Kai Jenkins at the 5. And he stretches and he got in.
We got a tie ball game.
How about that? That's not how they drew it up.
B.J. White kept his composure on the bad snap, sprinted out to his left. There was nowhere to run, completely turned around, and didn't panic. That's the key point, Scott. He didn't panic. Came back to midfield, found a receiver open, and just he got that two-point conversion with his composure and his between his ears, Scott. That was a beautiful play by B.J. White.
Absolutely. Held his own right there, and you yell fire when that happens. That's the old fire drill.
Yes, it is.
And Jenkins stayed back here. We'll get down to Dennis after this play, the kickoff for that look, because it wasn't drawn up that way, but it turned out to be pretty good. 15-15, so Muscatine came out, hit Kennedy with a haymaker. Now the Cougars have come back and put 15 straight on the board.
Yeah, Kennedy never panicked in this whole thing. They've just kind of been staying the course, biding their time, and waiting for the big plays. You were told by Brian White in your opening game interview that he was going to have some tricks up his sleeve, and he knew that cover zero was going to be out there waiting for him, and that's what's turned the tail here in this first half.
It'll be Stone to kick from left to right. Soko and Greenhaw, twin safeties back at the 5-yard line for Muscatine in this 15-15 game. Two top teners going at it. a sideways squibbing line drive, and Greenhaw will watch it go into the end zone. Dennis will throw it down to you, and that was a one thing of beauty, but boy, it worked nicely. And
technical difficulties for just a second.
DK in a moment. So it'll be first and 10. Coming up for Muscatine. And the inside handoff. Soko going to the right side. And not much, maybe a yard.
Well, that read option is being sniffed out by Kennedy's defense because there's been an inability to this point for Luke Witchers, the quarterback, to want to run that ball. And until he does that, Kennedy's going to just key on Sokol all night long.
Second down and 8, wide side of the field to the left. Twins that way. Read option. Sokol on the give, coming left side. Little stop and go move, trying to get to the corner. A couple stiff arms and chased out of bounds. Couple Cougars put him out right there. Saracen, who's had an active night coming in for Kennedy. 6 foot, 103-pound junior. And also in there for the Cougars, Zach Packingham, 6'3", 190-pound junior. A lot of running, but not a lot of gain right there for Soko. Got one. It's third and 8.
Well, Scott, until Witchers decides that he's going to pull that ball out of the read option and run it himself, Kennedy's going to just key on Soko.
Witchers on play action. Lowering to the right side. Stepping up. Throwing deep right sideline into double coverage. Jump ball and incomplete. At the 43. That was just up for grabs. And that's going to be another three and out for Muscatine. And Kennedy in this 15-15 game going to get it right back. And they'll send Kai Jenkins back to return the punt this time along with Chase Baker.
And as long as one of these Cougars fields this ball cleanly, they're going to have some great field position if they don't return it.
Summers to punt for Muscatine. Line of scrimmage will be the 22-yard line. Good snap. Here comes the rush. Started to run with it, then got rid of it on the rugby kick. Jenkins with the fair catch at the Muscatine 49.
Very nearly blocked by Kennedy.
Very nearly blocked. And not a real good punt, only about a 25-yarder. And the Cougars will get it in this tie game with 4:36 still to play in the first half.
And some great field position as they're almost right at midfield in Muscatine's territory at the 49. Well, they've had two series in a row where they've scored touchdowns, and if they could get down here in the last 4.5 minutes of this second quarter and do it again, they're going to go into halftime feeling awful good.
Penalty flag down as B.J. White was in there, and it's going to be in a procedure against the Cougars again.
Some confusion in the backfield there as B.J. came up as though to talk to his center for a second, and then he went in motion, Scott. That was maybe going to be a direct snap back to, I believe, Isaiah was back there. But this, again, some confusion cost them 5 yards. First and 15 now. They're back in their own territory.
So a 5-yard penalty. Fourth penalty for the Cougars for a total of 20 yards. From the 46-yard line. And again, White out of the backfield. Direct snap like you called. And Muscatine right there ready for it. That didn't fool anybody. Let alone Nolan Bell.
Yeah, there's a little indecision or miscommunication or something going on right now for Kennedy, and they're going to have about second and 16 now. But they're almost up at midfield, so they've got good field position.
Coming in, Chase Baker with the play. 4:08 to play here in the opening half in a 15-15 game. Muscatine jumped out 15-0, and Kennedy has come back and scored the last 15, each team with a two-point conversion in this one. Twins left, twins right, one in the backfield. Shotgun to Deer. Has a blocking back, has all day. Now he's going to have to tuck it under and run, and he'll get a couple out of it coming to the near side before Nolan Osland pushes him out of bounds after a gain of a couple.
By good coverage downfield. This is a very athletic secondary for Muscatine.
That's a good athletic group.
They really are. They're not the biggest bunch of guys, but you can just look down at the field, and they all wear their pads well.
Just about an all-senior starting lineup, too. And that, boy, that doesn't hurt either.
Yeah, they just look so comfortable in their pads out there every play.
Deer on third and long. Rolls to the left side. Has time. Guns the left side. Caught Kai Jenkins. And an arm tackle brings him down about a yard short of the first down. And now a decision coming up on fourth and one. That was an excellent throw from Deer to the junior, Kai Jenkins.
Yeah, I think you go for this. You're at the opponent's 40-yard line. You can get 1 yard here. You got it. Right now, the momentum is in Kennedy's court. And to get this 1 yard, I don't know what Coach White's going to deal up here, but he knows he can get this first down and keep it going.
12 in the play clock, and I think Kennedy's going to go for it, but they're going to take a timeout prior to it. And that is going to be the case. They're looking at the play clock in the end zone. Down to two, down to one, and there is the timeout with exactly 3 minutes to play here in the first half. We'll talk at halftime about some of the scores, of tonight's game, and then a great week one slate. We'll preview our games.
Some good games out there.
Holy smoke. There are some good games tomorrow. Non-district. That's the fun about non-district football. And being away from the conferences, still would rather see the conferences, but you're going to have some great matchups, and we got them in the top tens in the first week. So we'll do that coming up at halftime.
Well, right now, if you're Coach Brian White, you're trying to think, how do I get Rizea Mady involved in this again, because he has been the spark plug that has gotten their running game going. When everything else faltered, he seemed every time he touched the ball to do something positive. Maybe mix that up with a little bit of play action with Deer running, see what happens.
They go for it on fourth down, and I'm not sure. It's going to depend on the spot, and it does not look like they're going to give Kennedy and Kubovec the yard to gain. In fact, they're going to give him right back to the line of scrimmage, and that is it.
Yeah, and I'm afraid to say that it wasn't even close. They just stood Kubovec up, and so the ball's going over on downs now to Muscatine.
2:54 to play, and the Muskies will get it, and they'll have it on the 40-yard line. So a little momentum shifting back to Muscatine right there.
Absolutely, and that timeout actually may have helped Muscatine just a little bit.
They were looking a little tired out there.
I think they were, too. Got them a chance to regroup and kind of take a look at the situation, come out with that on a fresh defensive play.
Luke Witchers, the 6'4", 200-pound quarterback in there. He's gone all the way. There was a question about his health coming in, but he's looked good so far. Blitz coming. Here's the inside screens. Caught at the 40, turning it up to the 45 was Greenhaw. And that's where he's going to be put down after a gain of five. You get stacked receivers out there, you run that little middle screen, and boy, that is really makes you hold your breath.
Now, here's the thing about that play, though, Scott. They've run that about four or five times in this first half. Kennedy's had a real good look at it.
Second down, low snap. Witchers guns the right side, incomplete. Tried to get it out there to Nolan Osland, and it's going to be third down. Muscatine so far 2 out of 5 on third down tries. And Witchers so far on the night is 7 of 14, touchdown and an interception. Third and 5 right here. Offset eye in the backfield. Twins to the left. Witcher's looking that way. Steps up in the pocket. Being chased, and the ball knocked down at the line of scrimmage. Almost catching it in midair, I think, was Remitko.
Brock Remitko is slammed the ball down because he knew that there was a possibility he could have intercepted that and had nobody with any color on their jersey in front of him. 40 yards of open field awaited him.
Three out of the last four possessions have been three and outs here for Muscatine. They got a fourth and five. Now they're going to send three out to the left side. Little different look for this punt formation. They're going to try the rugby-style punt, stopping and kicking it on the run with Summers. Somehow got rid of it and angles it out of bounds at the 43.
Man, he waits until the last possible second to kick that ball.
That's only a 21-yard punt, but he did get rid of it in this 15-15 game with 2:10 to play here in the first half.
Credit Kennedy special teams there for not allowing him even a whisker of a chance of getting outside and running that and forcing him to punt it. I'm not so sure they're not going to get one of those. As long as he holds on to that before he kicks it, Kennedy's going to get one before this game's over.
Thought they got that one, but they did not. First and 10, Deer in the shotgun. Throws this little screen, caught by Maney at the 35. Up the middle of the field to the 40-yard line and close to a first down. Osland on the solo tackle brings him down at about the 43. They're gonna mark it about a yard short of the first down.
Well, and this is what we were just talking about. Maney is the magic man right now. He's just getting it done for Kennedy's offense.
And Brian White is saying, find him. Second and one. Ball middle of the field at the 43. Deer gets the snap, throws to the near side into double coverage. Ball knocked away, and they're going to say it was a catch and a fumble.
I don't think that was a reception, Scott.
Kennedy got it back. Teron Deer hopped on it as Kai Jenkins got popped. And he had the first down, but the fumble put it back to the line of scrimmage, and it's going to be third and one.
Boy, we don't have replay here at all, but I'm not sure that Jenkins ever had that ball.
Third down and one at the 43. Kennedy 3 of 7 so far. And 0 for 1 on fourth downs. Make it one receiver left, one to the right. Deer on the delay. Maney off the left side. Dances and he's got the first down. Should have it.
He should. It depends on where the linesman come in.
They did not give him a very good spot.
This is going to depend on where that ball gets set down right now.
And
they're going to measure this.
Did they give it?
No, they're signaling it now. And the Muscatine coach, Jake Mueller, is not happy. The chains are moving right in front of him, and he's having none of that.
Yeah, I'm not so sure about that. I think Kennedy got a break right there.
Well, Jake Mueller, the Muscatine coach, is not happy at all about that.
Maney out of the backfield in motion. Shotgun to Deer. Has all time, all day. Going to throw right side into double coverage. Caught Kai Jenkins. Inside the 30, down to the 28-yard line. And that will be a Kennedy first down.
There again, when you have nobody back deep in your secondary for your defense, if you can beat your man, you're going to be able to make some big yardage plays, and that is exactly what happened on that pass.
Gain of 30. Clock running. 40 seconds to play. Kennedy with one timeout remaining here in the first half. Deer gets a shotgun snap. Throws it away as he tried to get it to Chase Baker, but it's incomplete. 33.2 to go. Here in half number one. 15-15 game. Jenkins with three grabs for a total of 43 yards so far.
Well, you know, if this were last year's Kennedy team, we would have a handful of names that we would know are your go-to people when you've got to have a play. Who's going to step up for Kennedy this year and make their name in that list?
Three receivers, two. Make it four receivers, three to the left. And we're going to have a Muscatine timeout.
Yeah, I think they saw a formation they did not like there, Scott. There was trips to the wide side and then a split end all the way over on the weak side there in the boundary. Empty backfield, and that kind of scared, I think, Jake Mueller, the coach of Muscatine, a little bit. Wanted to talk this over. The one thing we have not seen yet, and I've been expecting it the whole first half, is for Deer, Nick that is, to just find an alley and run. He has not had that alley yet, and he was so good at that last year as a junior. But credit the defense, the linebacking crew, and the defensive linemen for Muscatine. They've done a nice job of not giving any open alleys on these long passing plays where Deer can run through there, because he will beat you on that if you open up even a little spot.
Johnson Matier is out of the game. He was injured in the first quarter. His pads are off. He's down on the Kennedy bench. Looks like his night is done. Second and 10, Cougars at the Muscatine 28. from the right hash mark. Maney, the lone setback. Deer gets a shotgun snap. Looking left. Throwing that way. Man wide open and juggled and caught. Touchdown, Peyton McCarty again.
Yep. And again, you go back to that man coverage with nobody back deep in the secondary. If you can create any confusion in the secondary, he rubbed off of his man there and had nobody wearing a white shirt within 5 yards of him.
Well, I don't know how McCarty's getting open all the time, but he's doing it.
Yeah, they're doing a nice job of running some crossing routes down there, Scott, and that creates a lot of confusion when you're in man coverage and there's nobody back playing center field.
21 straight points by the Cougars. Low snap, dug up by B.J. White, and the kick is up and good. And with 26 seconds to play and change in the first half, and it's now 22-15. Kennedy with the first lead here of 2016. Complete opposite second quarter of the first quarter.
Just a little slow out of the gate for the Cougars here, but they're starting to hit their stride now. And I'll tell you what else is happening is that the eyes up in the press box on the second level above us for Kennedy right now, Scott, are seeing what schemes can be run against this defensive secondary. While very athletic for Muscatine, there are inherent weaknesses in not having anybody back deep playing center field in your secondary. This cover zero is a make or break sort of a defense, and right now Kennedy knows the schemes that they can run with their routes and their formations to exploit that, and it's working.
Just a note to you, Dennis, down on the sideline, let's get Brian coming out of the locker room. And we can get, all right, we got that taken care of. So we'll talk to Coach White coming up before the third quarter.
Well, he's got to be feeling a lot better right now than he was at the end of the first quarter, Scott. I'll promise you that.
Stone to kick. Kennedy up 22-15. Three touchdown passes from Nick Deere. Two to Peyton McCarty and one to Carter Crawl. And all big plays. The approach and the boot, low end-over-end kick, and it will be fumbled, picked up at the 8 by Soko. 15, cuts it at the numbers to the 20-yard line. Given ground, tries the middle, then cuts it back to the far side. Penalty flag down, still on his feet. Soko somehow escapes, gets to the 20-yard line, to the 30, and now down. And we got a little scrum with the kicker, Stone, and a Muscatine Muskie at the 45.
I'm not so sure there shouldn't have been a penalty flag there, too, but we can talk about that maybe at halftime.
That took 17 seconds. And it's going to be a block in the back on Muscatine.
Kennedy fans are not happy about what one of the defenders for Muscatine did to the Kennedy kicker as he just got him down on the ground and he laid on him and he would not let him up.
It'll be a half the distance to the goal penalty. Third one on Muscatine, and they're going to have it first and 10 at their own 7-yard line. And Dennis will try it here. We'll go down to you real quick. That's 2 points in wrestling.
Yeah, the Kennedy coaches were vehemently asking the referee to take care of that or to throw a penalty flag, but the explanation was they didn't think it was serious enough to draw a penalty flag. So looks like we're going to bring it to an end. We'll catch Coach Brian White as they come out of the tunnel, guys. Back up to you.
All right, thanks, Dennis. Halftime and Kennedy up 22-15. Vehemently objecting to that.
Yes, he was. That's exactly right.
A 22-point second quarter for the Cougars of Kennedy. And they lead it here at the break, 22-15. We'll take a 2-minute timeout and come back, talk halftime with you from Kingston Stadium. We'll do it after this. You're listening to High School Football presented by First Federal Credit Union here on KGYM Sports.
Sometimes what you want most from your car is nothing. No headaches, no surprises, no anxiety when it's late at night and you're on some distant freeway in a thunderstorm. Owning a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz can be that anxiety-free experience on every level. You know you're in one of the safest and most thoughtfully engineered vehicles on the road, and with an unlimited mileage warranty, you can drive as far as you want for up to 3 years, with roadside assistance included. Your sense of confidence and adventure are as unlimited as the warranty itself. Now you can drive the car of your dreams and realize that nothing is everything And during the certified pre-owned sales event, now through August 31st, you can receive 2 years of complimentary prepaid maintenance and 0.99% APR financing on select models available through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services. You've waited long enough.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on certified pre-owned warranties. APR offer available only to qualified customers. Call 1-800-FOR-MERCEDES for details about costs and terms.
AutoZone presents the oil change. Regular oil changes protect your engine from wear and tear, helping your car roll well beyond the 100,000 mile mark. And right now, you can get 5 quarts of Valvoline Conventional and an STP oil filter for just $22.99. So visit your local AutoZone. With over 5,000 locations, the right supplies and good advice are just around the corner, so you can fix your car with confidence. Hoods up, America.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions and details in store.
You know, though, like other wireless providers say they will cut your bill in half, but who knows what kind of coverage you're going to get.
When you switch to Straight Talk Wireless, you get nationwide coverage on America's largest, most dependable 4G LTE networks and still save on your wireless bill every month.
You get the unlimited plan for just $45 a month. No contracts, no credit checks, no mystery fees.
And get this, with Straight Talk's Bring Your Own Phone plan, you can keep your phone, your number, and even your network when you switch.
Straight Talk Wireless, best phones, best networks, half the cost.
Welcome back to Kingston Stadium as we are at halftime. Scott Unash, John Hegarty, Dennis Kanak on the sidelines. And if you joined us after that first quarter, left, got some dinner, came back. Well, it is a completely different ball game, John, as Kennedy trailed 15-0 after the first quarter, and then the Cougars put it on. 22 unanswered points there in the second quarter, and it's now 22-15.
Tale of two quarters. We're only at halftime. First quarter dominated by the Muskies coming up from Muscatine, and Kennedy just slow to come out of the gate. Weren't moving their feet. Muscatine knew exactly what they wanted to do, were the beneficiaries of some good field position, got a couple of quick scores, and then something just Kennedy seemed to find who their identity was at the end of that first quarter and the beginning of the second. It really helped that they had a couple of big scoring strikes. Peyton McCarty has had a great second quarter here. Carter Crawl with a nice pass, 10-yard touchdown reception. And Kennedy's just starting to find their rhythm now a little bit. It just came out of the blocks a little slow, but I'm going to credit Muscatine for a lot of that too.
Nick Deere was tremendous. Kennedy with over 200 yards in that second quarter. Nick Deere right now has completed 8 of his last 9 passes. He started off slow, ended up 9 of 13. He's almost to 200 yards in one half.
Most of it in one quarter.
Yeah, most of it in one quarter. All but 9 threw for 173 yards in that second quarter and 3 touchdowns.
And I'll go back to, I think he's getting a lot of help from up here in the press box above us, Scott. I think the Kennedy assistant coaches are figuring out and wiring down to Brian White, their head coach, exactly what's going on and what can work in their schemes, because when you're running this gopher broke cover zero secondary package that Muscatine is, there are ways that you can rub guys off. There are ways that you can run picks and create confusion back there so that somebody gets so wide open that if you just deliver the ball anywhere near them, they're gone the distance of the field.
Well, let's take a look at the first half numbers here. Total yardage is 259 yards for Kennedy to 130 for Muscatine. Kennedy had over 200 yards of offense, and that was in the second quarter. Muscatine could only muster 11. Alfonso Soko went crazy in that first quarter and was held to 5 yards on only 5 carries in the second quarter.
Well, Witchers, the quarterback for Muscatine, did a nice job of getting the ball out in space to Sokol. And when he was running his running plays that were successful for Muscatine, Scott, it was because that jet sweep was allowing him to get out again in open space with one-on-one coverage. So Sokol in that second quarter wasn't able to get out in that one-on-one coverage in space as much as he was in the first quarter.
Kennedy marching band about to perform here at halftime here at Kingston Stadium. Cougars 259 total yards. Nick Deere 9 of 13. In the first half, 182 yards and 3 touchdowns. All, 2 of them big plays.
And these weren't short passes either. These were deep things.
Peyton McCarty picking up where he left off last year before the shoulder injury. 4 catches for 120 yards and 2 touchdowns. Kai Jenkins has caught 3 for 43. Carter Crawl, 1 for a 10-yard touchdown reception. And Isaiah Mady has caught one for a total of 9 yards. On the ground, Mady, he was the one that got Kennedy going.
Yes, he was their spark plug.
His running got the passing game going for the Cougars.
In that first quarter, it was kind of a little bit of running back by committee, if you will, for Brian White. And I almost felt like he was trying to get too many people touches on the ball. And then Isaiah Mady just came in and said, give me the ball and I will make this thing work. And he's been the star of the show running the ball here for Kennedy in this first half.
8 carries, 57 yards for Isaiah Mady. Garrett Kubovec has carried it 3 times for 4 yards. Peyton McCarty on the ground, 4 carries for 8 yards. Deer has carried it 3 times for 5 yards. And Pape has carried it twice for a total of 3 yards for Cedar Rapids. Kennedy, Cougars with 10 first downs, 4 penalties for 20 yards so far for Kennedy on the night. For Muscatine, 130 total yards, only 11 in that second quarter, though. Alfonso Soko had a big first quarter and a subpar second quarter. 13 carries, 76 yards in the game so far. The quarterback, Luke Witchers, he is 7 of 15 so far in the ball game for 57 yards, 1 touchdown, 1 interception. Drew Greenhaw has caught 3 for 26 yards, 2 catches for Osland for 2 yards. Soko has caught 1 for 19, and 1 catch for David Summers for a total of 10 yards in the ball game. 3 penalties for Muscatine for 29 yards, each team with a turnover so far in the ball game. And both turnovers led directly to points in this one. Third down conversions, Muscatine, 2 of 6. Kennedy, 4 of 7. Cougars 0 for 1 on fourth down tries. And so far, time of possession. Kennedy, this is going to be a big stat coming in. Kennedy held at 13 minutes and 27 seconds in the first half, 10:33 for Muscatine.
Yeah, the real mismatch there is in that second quarter because it just didn't seem like Muscatine had the ball offensively much at all in the second quarter.
22-15, Kennedy, the fifth-rated Cougars leading number 8 Muscatine here at the halftime break. Muscatine scored first on a Witchers to Greenhaw 1-yard pass play. And they went for 2 on the swinging gate and Swear with the 2-point run, and that made it 8-0. Muscatine then scored off a Kennedy punt. Soko a 3-yard run. Point after was good. That made it 15-0. And then Kennedy got going in the second quarter as the Cougars scoring. First of 3 touchdown passes, Nick Deer. First one to Peyton McCarty, 76 yards. He just beat the cover 0, threw it deep. Nobody was back there. Kennedy with the extra point. It was 15-7. Cougars scored on their next drive off the interception by Jesse Price. Deer to Carter Crawl, 10 yards out. A snap that was bumbled. Kennedy got a 2-point conversion out of it with B.J. White keeping his cool, and he found Kai Jenkins for the 2-pointer and made it 15-15. And then Kennedy scored in their final possession of the first half. Nick Deer to Peyton McCarty, a 28-yarder, and that's where we're at halftime, 22-15. As the Kennedy band with their performance, and they will make their way off the field here on a beautiful night here at Kingston Stadium at the Bob Brooks Press Box. It's a great way to open up 2016.
Just everything you could ask for. You know, there have been some times in the past, Scott, where we've been so hot up here on that first weekend.
You didn't have to bring the fan.
That's right. No fan tonight. How about that?
Yeah, that's a plus here in 2016. Hopefully that will keep it going here. Tomorrow night, we will be out at John Wall Memorial Field. Another Metro matchup, as it'll be Cedar Rapids Prairie hosting third-rated Cedar Rapids Washington. The Brian Cundy era gets underway. For the Washington Warriors, Paul James back at the helm. Mark Bliss in his second year. No Jalen Rima, but
that's right. Dakota Simonson takes over.
That's right. He will take over the helm at quarterback for the Prairie Hawks. And you never know what's going to happen when Metro teams get together.
I know this. There's going to be a lot of offensive fireworks from those two teams tomorrow night. I will promise you offense.
Yes, and we know Mr. Orion Vance will be there representing the Warrior defense and his cohorts. Prairie's got to get better defensively.
And Jaden Goose is going to go a long way to helping that.
Yeah, he's going to be a returner, started as a sophomore a year ago. We're going to get a talk with Brian White coming up here in just a moment with Dennis Kanak. We'll do that here in just a little bit. That's our game tomorrow night at 1600 a.m. Alex Kuhn with his debut tomorrow night at 107.5 and 106.3 FM. It will be the non-district affair from good old Bates Field in Iowa City when Linmar goes down to take on Dan Sabers and his City High Little Hawks.
That's right. Iowa City High alum Dan Sabers, former assistant coach to Larry Brown and Dan Sabers. Yeah. So, yeah.
Yes, and it'll be a homecoming of sorts for Bob Forsythe.
Well, he's hoping it'll be a nice one.
Yeah. We'll see. It's going to be two teams that I got high hopes going into 2016. They will hook up coming up tomorrow. And we'll have all the scores tomorrow night with our brand new KGYM scoreboard show. We are looking forward to bringing that to you.
It's exciting.
And we're going to talk with the winning coach from the Mount Vernon Solon game tomorrow. We'll have some reports. We're going to have Randy Krejci down here giving a report from Jefferson Pleasant Valley, which is going to start at 7 tomorrow night if you're planning on coming out
to
Kingston.
Don't be late because there's no sophomore game.
That is correct. No sophomore game tomorrow night. So make your plans to be there. Kennedy about to make their way out of the tunnel here.
Got a couple other matchups tomorrow night that I'm just kind of salivating about. How about Solon Mount Vernon?
Yep.
Mount Vernon, I have a lot of people talking about the first time in forever that they may be favored going into this game.
I couldn't believe when Jeff Linder wrote and told me it's been 14 years since Mount Vernon beat Solon in football.
Yeah. And then how about the matchup with Xavier and Regina again? That thing came down to the last second field goal last year. So six-time defending state champions.
Absolutely. All right. Dennis Kanak is down there, and we're going to get a word with him and the Cougar head coach, Brian White. We'll go down to Dennis.
All right. Down here with head coach Brian White. And down 15-0, score three straight touchdowns, come back. Up 22-15, not the way you probably game planned it, but your thoughts?
Well, it's a heck of a ball game, and we knew that, you know, Muscatine's a heck of a team. And coming into it, knew they were going to be able to move the ball. They did. Soko's a heck of a tailback. You know, the quarterback does a nice job. We did a few things that, you know, hurt us a little bit, but, you know, our kids are resilient. They've been through this before. Nobody hit the panic button, and, you know, our quarterback kind of after that first interception has played a pretty good ball game.
Yeah, and you noted something that I observed on the sidelines. There wasn't a lot of panic when you were down 15-0. Coaches stayed calm. Players stayed within the game plan. A sign of maturity and leadership, I would say.
Absolutely. Good group of seniors, and, you know, they've been, like I said, they've been through this before. It's a long football game, and it was 15-0 maybe with 4 minutes left in the first quarter, so we knew there was a lot of time.
Message to the team at the halftime.
We need to be able to run the ball more effectively between tackles. Our game is power football, and we're going to try and get a little bit of power football the second half.
All right.
Thank you very much.
All right. Coach Brian White, down 22-15 now, and you heard it. They're going to try to run the football. Back up to you.
All right. Thank you, Dennis. Thank you to head coach Brian White as well. Some of the other games coming up tomorrow, we're going to give you the top tens. So on our scoreboard show, I should say here, but some of the games tomorrow night, how about these top 10 battles in 4A? Tomorrow night, number 1 Valley, number 6 Bettendorf are going to play right out of the shoot.
Love that. Absolutely love that matchup.
I think it's great. That's the one thing about district football and non-district games I love. Get some games that are going to help you out down the stretch. How about number 2 Dowling and number 4 Ankeny playing
love
tomorrow?
Love that, too. That's great.
That's going to be a good one. Number 7 Johnston, number 9 Ankeny Centennial tomorrow.
That's right.
So that's going to be 3 in the top 10. Coming up, and number 10 Lewis Central and 3A number 4 Harlan are going to play in Council Bluffs tomorrow.
Beautiful.
Love that. 3A, you got the Xavier Regina game, number 2 and 3A versus number 1 and 1A. And some of the other matchups, 3A number 5 Washington Iowa is going to play at 2A number 5 Albia.
Yep. Going to be a good game.
Going to be a very good game. We mentioned Mount Vernon Solon. North Fayette Valley goes to Decorah tomorrow.
Yes, going to also be a homer.
And 2A number 3 Dyke New Hartford at 1A number 6 Denver tomorrow night. Also, number 4 and 2A Boyden Hall Rock Valley at 1A number 2 Western Christian tomorrow night. That's going to be a good one. The annual battle between Central Lyon, George Little Rock, and West Lyon, they're both rated. There's no love lost in Lyon County, let me tell you that. And then some of the other matchups. Here's one. Kind of maybe flying under the radar, maybe not. Number 5 and 1A Hinton versus number 1 in Class A Akron Westfield, and they throw it all over the playground. So that should be a whole lot of fun coming up in Friday night action. Also, some of the other games to keep an eye on. Number 8, BGM, and number 9, Montezuma. They're in opposite districts, but they will play tomorrow night.
Well, and those communities are close, too. There's not a lot of love lost there.
Brooklyn, Guernsey, Malcolm.
That's right.
And Montezuma playing. 8-man tomorrow, number 4, Audubon. At number 6, Exira, Elkhorn, Kimbleton. You got number 2, Fremont Mills. At number 9, Lennox coming up tomorrow. So
isn't West Delaware Indy or the Battle of Highway 20 tomorrow
night,
too?
Absolutely. And you talk about... maybe teams and schools and whatnot that don't like each other a whole lot. West Delaware and Independence, I think, probably fit into there.
I think those two communities will show up in force for that game tomorrow night.
Here it's 22-15 in favor of Kennedy as we get ready to start the third quarter. And Kennedy's going to get the ball first, John. A little added bonus right there.
Right. Won the toss, deferred, and kicked off. So, yeah, they're going to get the ball. And you know, I always say this, Scott. Apologize if you get tired, but this is what coaches do. The last thing out of Brian White's mouth before they left that locker room, we take this ball and go down the field and put 7 on the board.
Absolutely. And if Kennedy does that, that's going to be huge.
It will be, because it's going to put the onus right on Muscatine. And they're just not as in sync finishing up that second half as they were finishing up the first quarter. So we'll see what they do. I really think that the thing that's helping Kennedy right now, too, is the inability of their quarterback, Luke Witchers, to run the ball at all for Muscatine. And that's really helping Kennedy's defense.
Johnson Mator out of the game for the Cougars. Muscatine to kick, a high, deep kick, and forget about it. Peyton McCarty will field it 4 yards deep, and Kennedy will have it at the 20-yard line. Nick Deere pretty much all the way at quarterback for the Kennedy Cougars. Isaiah Mady, we've seen a lot of the junior for the Cougars. He's been sharing time with Peyton McCarty. Carter Krall is the tight end. Kai Jenkins and Tayron Deere, the wideouts for the Kennedy Cougars.
Well, I'm guessing the offensive line's manhood got challenged here at halftime, and you're probably going to hear Rizea Mady's name called quite a bit.
Kennedy up front. Coker, Maxwell, Moss, McGuire, and Murphy. First and 10, Kennedy. Ball middle of the field at the 20 as we start the second half. 6-man front for Muscatine. Delayed handoff. Mady breaks one tackle, bounces off the pile in a short gain. Maybe 1.
Well, this is what you can do when you do a cover 0 in your secondary. You can walk up your outside linebackers and, in essence, create a 6-man line. And that's what they're doing. They're just basically daring Kennedy to run the ball, Scott. That's what they're doing.
Gain of 1 that time. Bell helped out on the tackle there, along with O'Neill Torres for Muscatine. Second and 9, ball left hash mark. Two receivers to the left side. Again, 7 in the box. Hand off on the misdirection counter to Mady. Started left, tried to cut it up at the numbers. And maybe a yard. It's going to bring up 3rd down and long, though, for the Cougars. 3rd down and 8.
I'd say 7 in the box, to be sure. But when you're on that cover 0, you know, you've got all your defensive secondary guys up there within 5 yards of the line of scrimmage, too. That's tough to run into. I don't care how hard you come off the ball as an offensive lineman. That's tough. 11 guys right there within 5 yards of the line of scrimmage.
Oh, that's tough. 3rd and 8 coming up for the Cougars. As Kennedy will send 3 receivers out to the right side. Into the game is A.J. Davis. They'll empty the backfield. McCarty out of there in motion. 3 in the play clock. Low shotgun snap. Deere going to throw deep middle. Going for McCarty again and over his outstretched arms. He had the secondary beat again.
He did. He had a step on 2 guys that were running behind him and had that, just had maybe a little less air put underneath it. He catches that in stride and goes the length of the field.
And he's gone.
He is.
So Kennedy will go 3 and out.
Well, that's a quick 3 and out for Kennedy.
And the Cougars will punt it away. Back deep, Drew Greenhaw. Here's the punt by Deere, rugby punt, no rush, gets it away. 45-yard line, it'll bounce. The Muscatine 40 takes a Kennedy bounce and will roll all the way down to about the 30-yard line. 49-yard punt. And Muscatine will have it with 10:17 to play here in the third quarter. And the Muskies down 22-15.
Kennedy's punt team was really helped there by Speedy downfield coverage of that, and no sooner did the ball hit the ground than there were two Cougars in green there ready to let that thing just keep rolling. So Muscatine really had no recourse but to let that bounce.
Do not be surprised if Muscatine does something here. Maybe throw it deeper.
Well, Drew Greenhaw's been very quiet here.
Yes, he has.
Since the first quarter. I think they got to find a way to get him back involved in this offense.
Two tight ends. Soko the lone setback. Read option. Handoff. Soko off the right side and dragging the pile across the 30 and out to about the 33-yard line. Saracen in there replacing Johnson Mater, who's out of the ball game right now. Asa Campbell, that nose guard, John, very athletic, 6 foot 2'10", junior, a move-in. He's done a good job in the middle.
He has. It's a nice move-in.
Gain of 3, second and 7. Same play, read option, this time left side, and a solo tackle put down on Soko by Chandler Pohl. Backup defender, and brought him down for a loss of a yard back to the 32. That was textbook tackling. You got to love that.
Is beautiful. That's exactly, as a linebacker, what you dream of having the opportunity to do to a running back coming right at you.
Third and 8 for Muscatine. 22-15 Kennedy, 9-18 to play third quarter. Four-man front. Witchers comes under center.
He's changing a play here.
Down to 6 in the play clock. Going to have to hurry down to 5. They're going to burn a timeout. Took too much time, and we'll take a timeout as well. We'll take a 30-second break. 9:08 to play here in the third quarter. Kennedy 22, Muscatine 15. Back after this here at KGYM.
There are so many choices for a home loan. Options are crucial when it comes to a first-time home purchase, mortgage refinancing, or bill consolidation loan. Hi, I'm Dan Hillers with First Federal Credit Union. Being able to select the absolute best loan for your situation can literally save you thousands of dollars over the life of the loan. Whether you're a first-time home buyer or an experienced homeowner, I promise to work to find the solution that is right for you. Learn more at firstfedcu.com. Member NCUA and Equal Housing Lender.
Back at Kingston Stadium here in Cedar Rapids on this beautiful Thursday night. A little overcast, but a beautiful temperature Thursday. Down in the high 60s now, and Muscatine with 3rd and 8, down by a touchdown. The 8th-rated Muskies break the sideline huddle and come out to take on 5th-rated Kennedy. Coker, Campbell up front along with Pate, the 3-man front for Kennedy. Kaiser's slipping up there to show a blitz for the linebacker. He'll drop back. Out of the shotgun, delayed blitz. Witchers hit as he throws, an incomplete. Boy, Kaiser did a great job, didn't he?
Really disguised that well. Faked the inside blitz and then came all the way outside in and made that pass get hurried.
And it will be Muscatine to punt with David Summers.
This may be the one that gets blocked by Kennedy.
Kennedy has come close to those rugby kicks. They'll send Kai Jenkins and Chase Baker back at the 35-yard line. On 4th and 8. Good snap, and he'll just kick it away. A low short kick, but it's going to take a Muscatine bounce and then go sideways out of bounds over at about the 44-yard line. Going to only be a 24-yard punt.
Scott, that punt could not have been 10 feet off the ground at any point in its trajectory.
I don't want to say in golf what that was. That was an El Hozali.
If anybody on Kennedy's left side of that punt return team had known that it was going to be about an 8-foot high off the ground punt, they could have found some way to get a hand on it.
So it's first down Cougars. They'll keep it on the ground, and the handoff Mady off the right side, just like what Coach White talked with Dennis about, running between the tackles, and he takes it for about 5 to the 49-yard line.
Good job of coming off the ball by the offensive line there on the right-hand side for Kennedy. That's Peyton McGuire and Matt Murphy getting under the pads of Muscatine, man across from them.
Jumbo formation, kind of a double tight end look for the Cougars. They're going to stay with that power game. Here's the counter give to McCarty. Big hole left side. Kicks it to the outside. Breaks a tackle. 45. He's to the 40-yard line. Sidesteps another and gets down to the Muskie 35. They'll mark him down at the 36-yard line. That's a pickup of 15.
Great block thrown downfield by Garrett Kubovec, who just leveled a linebacker for Muscatine. That was a thing of beauty. He's going to love seeing that on film.
Yes, he is. Kind of limping, though, as he comes out. Hopefully he's okay. Asa Campbell, I think, being looked at along the sidelines as well, getting retaped there for the Cougars. First and 10 at the Muscatine, 36. Under 8 to play, third quarter, Kennedy up, 22-15. Trips to the right side, one setback. Deer in the gun. Looks right, looks left, has all day. Still looking, throws in the flat, far side caught, 30, 25, Mady to the 20, to the 15, and slides down at the Muscatine 11. Somebody finally got open in that secondary for a gain of 25.
Isaiah Mady was the last intended receiver on that play as it was drawn up. And he just did a nice job of floating out in space and being a safety valve that could get dumped off to.
10 of 15 and now 207 yards and three touchdowns for Nick Deer. Credit the line. He had all day.
Yes, he did.
First and 10 Cougars after their 12th first down. They're going to call it first and goal, actually. Hand off right side, and getting close to the five, I think, was Mady. Well, they're going to say he was down at the seven where his knee popped down. Going to be a gain of three.
Boy, big Matt Murphy down there just bulldozing on that right-hand side.
And maybe the middle of that Muscatine line starting to get a little tired. We have not called their returning all-district linebacker Jackson Folk's name much tonight.
I think the size differential here on the line offensively for Kennedy and defensively for Muscatine is starting to show.
Second and goal at the seven, out of the eye. Deer off the fake, rolls to the right side, guns the right side, and a diving try. They're going to say incomplete to Carter Crawl. And Dennis was right there. And Dennis, it was close. What'd you see?
Close doesn't begin to describe it, guys. I thought it was an amazing catch. I thought he was in, but the official said he didn't have his feet down and called him out of bounds. But heck of a throw and a catch by the Kennedy trio or duo there. Back up to you.
All right, Dennis, thanks. It was close.
If he didn't catch it, the only other person that could have was our Dennis Knock. He was right there.
He was in good position, too. He was. Third and goal for Kennedy. They'll send two receivers to the right. They'll run it out of the eye. Off the fake. Deer rolling to the right side. Got a block to the 10. He's going to cut it upfield and not going to get far. Going to be pushed out of bounds. And Kennedy's going to be forced into a field goal situation, it looks like. They're actually going to shove him out of bounds at the 9, so Deer's going to lose a couple.
Yep, here comes the field goal team.
You know Alex Stone, he wants to.
He's kicking from the right hash, though, so there's going to be a challenge to this.
There will be a challenge, but after being blocked and kind of hogtied there at about the 40-yard line, he's going to want some revenge.
If it's possible, Scott, they could actually be too close here for the right hash kick.
25-yard kick from that right hash mark, B.J. White to hold as the Cougars try to extend the lead. Good snap, placement made, kick on its way, and it is perfect.
Yep, played it perfect.
Stone, a 25-yard field goal, and Kennedy extends the lead now to 25-15 here with 6:37 to play. And getting points, huge right there for the Kennedy offense.
No doubt about it. Now they're up 10, and it's a two-possession game, so that's important here. But we've still got a lot of game left.
And an offense that it's pretty good out there for Muscatine. Tomorrow night, Washington at Prairie. We'll have it for you at 7 o'clock. That'll be on 1600 AM coming your way tomorrow evening. As we get a non-district metro battle, they met last year. The Warriors won. I believe 38-14 or 34-18, something like that.
Regardless of what the outcome of the game might be, you're going to see some real entertaining offense tomorrow night as both of these coaches, Paul James and Mark Bliss, they understand how to move the ball down the field and all of the possible ways that it can be done. They will have their players ready to execute.
Greenhaw and Soko back for Muscatine. at about the 5-yard line. Alex Stone to kick. Cougars up 10. 25 straight points put up by Kennedy. Here's the approach and the kick. A high kick. Deep. Greenhaw at the 1. Up the left hash. Cutting to the right now. Angling to the 10-yard line. Gets the corner to the 15, to the 20. Good cutback and goes down. I got tripped up. Hopefully he's not hurt because he kind of went down awkwardly.
Yes, he did, and he's still down kind of on a knee.
Yeah, he is. He's hurting as he gets up.
Something got twisted there on the way down.
And that is one player Muscatine can't afford to lose.
That kick went into the far right corner as Kennedy's coming down the field, and the wall by Muscatine was set up on the opposite side of the field. For Greenhaw to be able to get out there and get around that corner was amazing, but somehow he did it. And he's up and going to stay in the game, Scott.
Credit to him. One receiver, that is Summers to the left. He'll put Greenhaw to the right side. And a tight end to the left. Shotgun snap. Witchers loops the right side. And a catch. Short gain by Soko. Or check that. Not Soko. Out there.
That's Emmanuel Say, I believe.
All right. Number 8.
Yeah.
New receiver out there. Or his first catch. Going to go for about 3. And it's second down and 7. That was Say out there. Twins to the left. For Muscatine on 2nd and 7 from the 33, we'll call it. Long count. They'll run that read option off the fake. Here is Witchers on the keep. Got a great block. 35-40 and out of bounds. At about the 46-yard line. I think it was Mr. Say that got a great block, or was that Swear?
Summers. I think it was David Summers who just knocked a Kennedy defender down. And in regards to the Kennedy defender, he did not see it coming. And that's the first time tonight the quarterback for Muscatine, Witchers, has tucked the ball under and run. Now, I was shocked, let alone Kennedy's defense.
He looked a little ginger, but he got 18 yards out of it. Read option, they'll hand it to Soko this time, trying for the corner and wrapped up. Good job at defense by Kennedy. The end stayed home. And Garrett Kubovec, Jackson Coker combined on the stop for a loss of a couple. It's all about end play right there, John.
That was just beautifully played by Chase Baker. He was up there on contain, and he fought off 2 different blocks and would not allow the runner to get around the outside of him.
5-14 to play in the third. Kennedy 25, Muscatine 15. 2nd and 12 from the right hash mark at the 44. Here is the middle screen, and the pass knocked down by Jackson Coker again. Got a big paw up there and just threw it to the ground. And it'll be 3rd and long, 3rd and 12. And Muscatine, 2 out of 7 tonight on 3rd down tries.
Kennedy's defense just getting stronger as this game goes on. Looking more confident. Got their shoulder pads and helmets out in front of their feet. Just looking good right now.
Terrell Jordan in there at one corner. Shotgun snap. Witchers to throw. Looking left. Now throws deep. Middle intercepted. Nobody there except for a Cougar. And at the 40-yard line, Jesse Price has his 2nd.
Well, I hate to say I told you so, but this is why you don't run cover 0. You put a guy back there deep, and when those long balls go down there, if you've got a guy that's got good reading sense skills, he's going to pick that ball off, and that's what Jesse's done twice tonight now.
Absolutely.
And it's come back to haunt the defense for Muscatine a couple of times, too.
2nd turnover for the Muscatine Muskies, and Kennedy will have it at the 41, their own 41. And tell you, that ball was right at Price. He couldn't help but catch it. I formation behind Nick Deere. McCarty tail the tandem. They'll hand it off in the trap to Kubovec, following left guard, and pushes the pile ahead for 2 as he just tapped on Parker Maxwell and said, just keep going, to his big junior left guard. 4th carry of the night, 6 yards for Kubovec. So it'll be 2nd and 8.
Garrett's just your prototypical fullback linebacker, isn't he?
And wrestler.
There's no doubt about it. He just likes getting his nose dirty.
Isaiah Maney back in there. He'll play tailback. He'll get the toss. With Kubovec in front of him blocking. Little delay. Now turns it up. Gets to the line of scrimmage, and that's about it. That was strung out nicely by the right side of the Muscatine defense. Been a little tougher sledding for Maney here in the 3rd quarter. Still has 67 yards, though, tonight.
Like to see a little more play action, intermediate passing here from Kennedy. I think that it's the one area of the field offensively that they just really haven't gone to this point.
See if they do it here on third down and a short eight. You need to get to the Muscatine 49-yard line. Muskie's five-man front, three linebackers. Here's a toss to Deere. He's going to throw. Throws right side. Back there's Kai Jenkins, and it's underthrown, and then it's going to be bobbled and, I think, intercepted.
Yep.
At the 21. About the same thing as a punt, though.
You know, the defender was beat severely, but the ball was also so severely underthrown that there was just no way that it wasn't going to be intercepted.
Logan Nugent coming up with the pick. And back-to-back turnovers, and Muscatine will have it down 25-15 with 3:29 to play here in the third quarter. We'll get it down to Dennis after this Muscatine first play of the drive. Muskies on first down. Witcher's in the gun. One set back is Soko, and we've got movement up front. I think Kennedy might have jumped. Going to be an encroachment on the Cougars. All right, Dennis, we'll throw it down to you real quick.
On that interception, guys, Kai Jenkins was wide open, but the ball was severely underthrown, as John indicated. Kai did a great job of trying to go quickly from receiver to defensive back and strip the ball away, but turnover nonetheless, and back over to the Huskies. Back up to you guys.
First and five. Inside handoff, Soko running room to the 30, 35-yard line over the 40 and out to the 41. Just a quick hitter, Michael Kaiser, Jesse Price, along with Brock Remitko on the stop.
Yeah, Soko doesn't need much of a crease in there, but he had a nice one that time. Knows how to run north and south, too. He doesn't spend a lot of time zigzagging around. When he knows he can go straight ahead, he accelerates.
Yes, he does. Quick count, first down, Soko sidesteps a man at the point of attack, gets to the outside, 50 to the Kennedy 40, down the sideline and out of bounds. Jesse Price puts him out, but not till he gets down to the 26-yard line.
Boy, Soko high-stepped a couple of defenders there that were trying to tackle down at the shoelaces.
We'll get down to Dennis coming up here again in a moment.
There was a little Barry Sanders in that.
You know, he reminds me a little bit of Barry Sanders. It's the way he runs.
He's got the high steps, the high knees, the quick pitter-pat feet. It's Barry Sanders-esque.
Soko behind Witchers at quarterback. Twins to the left side. Shotgun back to throw. Being pressured by Coker. Or check that, Carter Crawl got away. Rolling to the right side. Flings it upfield and running under it. Soko, and he's got the catch at the 10. And he high steps in for the touchdown.
26-yard strike. Totally improvised. There was nothing drawn up that made that play work. It was just Witcher staying on his feet, not being brought down when he perhaps could have been, and just making something out of nothing.
So a quick score by Muscatine, and they get right back into it on a 79-yard touchdown drive. And Witcher's with his second touchdown pass of the night, second of the year. That one 26 yards. And extra point try coming up here by Logan Nugent, who has an interception. He got this whole drive started. 2:52 to play, trying to pull Muscatine within three. Good snap, place down, low line drive kick, and just got it over the crossbar. We'll get to Dennis after the kickoff. 2:52 to play here in the third. Muscatine creeps closer. Kennedy 25, Muscatine 22, back in 30 seconds here on KGYM Sports.
If you can't count on your car, you can't count on getting anywhere, like work. That doesn't help you get ahead. But J.D. Buyrider can. They'll work out a monthly payment you can afford, and your vehicle will include a zero deductible, 36-month, 36,000-mile limited warranty, and oil changes for the life of your loan. Get a vehicle you can afford and depend on at J.D. Buyrider in Cedar Rapids. Ask for your Booster Club bonus, and they'll give you $250 towards your down payment, plus $250 to the Booster Club of your choice. J.D. Buyrider, 3837 First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids.
Back with you at Kingston Stadium. And let's go down to Dennis before the kickoff of the sideline report.
Guys, one thing keeping our eye on down here, 35 Garrett Kuba back for the Cougars. Missed a couple of plays on the last defensive series by the Cougars as he was being tended to by the trainers on the sideline. Looked like he was trying to work out some cramping situations of his lower leg. He is back on the field, so we'll keep our eye on that situation. Back up to you.
All right, Dennis, thanks. John, you mentioned could see cramping.
Now, it's the humidity, Scott. It's not the temperature. It's just the and game situations. No matter how hard you try and simulate it in practice, you can't simulate what actually physically happens to you in a game.
McCarty and Baker back at about the 5-yard line. Nugent with a line drive kick, and it will go into the end zone. And Kennedy will have it at the 20-yard line. 25-22 Cougars, 2:52 to play here in quarter number three. Big offensive drive here, I think, for Kennedy.
You know, they've got to try and mix a few things up here. They've just been either run between the tackles or throw the ball deep. There's got to be something in between, maybe off of play action, that they can make work. I know that that covers zero. With the athleticism of the secondary for Muscatine is tight coverage, but there's still got to be something in between.
Turns to the left side. Here's the counter give to Mady. Kicks it to the outside. Now cuts back up the hash mark to the 25-yard line and pushed ahead all the way to the 28-yard line. And a busy, busy man for the Muskies, and that is Nolan Bell, 6'3", 280 junior. One of the few juniors starting, and we've called his name a lot tonight. He came up with that tackle from behind.
And I'll tell you, a number that's missing from both the offense and defense for Muscatine right now is number one. He has not been on the field the last two possessions.
Yeah, that's Drew Greenhaw. Was dinged up on that kickoff return. Teron Deere out to the right side along with A.J. Davis. And they'll keep it on the ground up the middle to McCarty. Gets pinballed around, but he's got a first down. These corners and safeties for Muscatine, they're physical.
They really are. David Summers, number 11 for Muscatine that time, came up just like a cobra striking.
But a gain of four and a Kennedy first down. 2 minutes to play here in the third. Of course, the Colonel's playing across the way tonight. Game must still be going on. The scoreboard still lit up. Hopefully they're getting another win. Twin receivers to the right. They'll toss it that way to Mady. Turns it upfield. Oh, it gets upended at the 33-yard line. This got cartwheeled.
Jackson Folk fought off his block. Some very good blocking there, I should say, by Kennedy, both their line and their back coming out of the backfield, but just fought off that block and then tipped him upside down, landing on his helmet.
Everybody's okay, though, after the pickup of three. I mean, that's a little scary right there, but everybody comes out of it okay. Second down and seven. Near side hash at the 35. And Deere to throw. Rolls to the near side. Guns it down the sideline incomplete.
There's that intermediate passing route that I was suggesting right there. But hurried a little bit in the backfield for Deere to throw that. And he ran out of room on the sideline.
Brings up third and long. Third down and about seven coming up. Kennedy up 25-22.
Well, this game is as advertised, isn't it?
Absolutely. We've been looking forward to this one for a long time, and it's been a dandy so far. Muscatine showing blitz. Here they come. Off the fake. Deere rolling left. Eludes one. Flings it upfield into double coverage and knocked away at the last moment, incomplete. As he tried to get it downfield to Carter Krall, and actually the closest player down there was Say. For Muscatine, and it'll bring up a punting situation. And before the punt, let's go down on the sidelines to Dennis Canuck.
Guys, you mentioned the absence of Drew Greenhaw for the Muscatine football team. I ventured over to the sidelines. He is having work done to his right ankle. He's back on the trainer's table and still out of the ball game. We'll keep our eye on that situation. Back up to you.
All right, thanks, Dennis. Rugby style kick. Sokol will let it bounce. Takes a hop at the 20. He'll pick it up at the 17. Gets away from one man. Turns it up the middle. Through the 30. 35. Broken tackle. Got a great block. Punter to beat. Deere gets him for a moment. Breaks the tackle. And Muscatine's going to take the lead. Soko. 83-yard punt return.
Kennedy's special teams just took a nap on that play. Did not wrap up. Did not look where blockers could have been coming to just kamikaze attack them, and there were Green people all over the field, and Sokol just running down the Muskie sideline untouched.
83 yards on the punt return. After he broke contain, John broke the first two tackles.
He's something else.
He was gone.
He is something special. Man, you want to talk about Barry Sanders. There he looked like Tim Dwight returning a punt.
Boy, and he kicked it into another gear, too.
He did. He just left everybody in Green standing still. And a couple of them on their back from blocks that they should have seen coming.
Extra point try to extend this Muscatine lead. Back and forth we go. And we've got movement up front before the extra point try. This is a big one because if Muscatine delivers on the kick, it'll be a four-point lead.
Yep.
And Kennedy will have to score a touchdown. Colonels are up 11-0 in the bottom of the seventh inning.
Jeff Johnson can come over here and catch the second half of the game here.
Probably thinking about that. And over at Brady Street, how about this? Assumption, 35-7 over North Scott.
Yeah, North Scott, I think, maybe not one of their stronger additions this year.
So backing up five, it'll be extra point try for 25 yards out by Nugent. Another line driver, low but good.
Only signaled by one official, however, and the one that was closest to the upright that it was going through didn't make any signal.
But it looked good from here. And Kennedy, now the momentum back to Muscatine sideline.
Yes, and that just silenced this crowd, and the Kennedy sideline kind of shocked right now.
29-25 after the big punt return by Alfonso Soko. And boy, oh boy, how good would he look in Jayhawk blue right now?
Well, yeah, for those of you that maybe didn't hear earlier on, Alfonso Soko started high school at Jefferson on the west side of Cedar Rapids. And for whatever reason, moved to Muscatine after having ran in the Drake Relays in a Jefferson uniform
as a freshman. So that tells you about that young man's athletic ability.
Well, and it's been on display for everybody to see here tonight. He made it look like easy pickings on that punt return. It was too easy.
Absolutely was too easy. Kennedy to receive, back deep for the Cougars. McCarty and Baker as Nugent will kick it away. Here's the approach and the boot. And this one's going to go deep into the end zone as well. Huge weapon when you can make the other team go 80 yards.
Yes, it is. 37 seconds left here in this third quarter. And Kennedy's offense right now, it does not have the identity that it wishes it had right now. They're not being successful consistently running the ball between the tackles, although they're trying as hard as they can to. But defensively, Muscatine is coming up with 11 guys off the line of scrimmage and at least 7 in the box on every occasion, just daring them to either run the ball or throw deep.
First and 10 at the 20-yard line. Could be the final play of the third quarter. The Cougars will hand it off to Isaiah Mady off the left tackle. Turns up, gets 3, out to about the 23-yard line, and that will probably take us to the end of quarter number 3. And it has been everything advertised.
Wow, you talk about momentum shifts back and forth. Teams that get on a run, and then all of a sudden it dries up. Both teams have experienced it.
Well, Kennedy's going to get one more playoff here at the end of the third. And Deer to pass. Looks left, throws sideline, and overshoots his brother.
I like that call, though.
Tyron Deer.
I like that offensive call. That's the intermediate game right now, passing game, that has been missing for them. They're going to what they should be going to, Scott.
I agree. Third, though, and 7 coming up for the Cougars.
Yeah, Deer just threw that way high into the cheerleaders on the track.
Pretty big third down here. Don't want to give that ball right back to Muscatine after the Muskies just went up. District, non-district game, should mention, as we're down to 9 on the play clock. Jenkins getting the play late, down to 5. Cougars are going to have to hurry. Down to 2. Down to 1, and they got it off. Off the fake. Deer rolling near side. Being chased, throws up field and threw it over Carter Crawl's head, incomplete.
But again, there's that play-action intermediate passing that they should be doing. Good call, even though it didn't work.
After 3, it's Number 8, Muscatine, 29. Number 5, Cedar Rapids, Kennedy, 25. We'll come back to Kingston Stadium with the fourth quarter in a minute. You're listening to High School Football, presented by First Federal Credit Union on KGYM.
When you work with an independent insurance agent, you put the power of choice to work for you. Independent agents know several companies and their coverages, which means more options. And because companies like Lamar's Insurance Company use the independent agent system, you not only get quality insurance, you also save money. The independent insurance agent system. Discover the power of choice.
Call Millhiser Smith Agency today, your local Lamar's agent, or visit us online at millhisersmith.com to see how much you could save.
Happy Joe's isn't afraid of a tough matchup. They'll put their large pizza up against anybody else in town. Theirs is the biggest. That means they can feed families, fans, or whole teams until they're good and full. Their pizzas are famous, too. They originated the taco pizza, and it's still a fan favorite. Plus, everyone loves Happy Joe's VIP Club. It's easy to sign up, and you'll get exclusive offers and earn points towards a free pizza. Order online today from Happy Joe's to Cedar Rapids locations at happyjoescr.com. Delivery or carryout available.
Starting the fourth quarter, Kennedy to punt. They're going to punt it away from Soko this time, and I don't blame him. And it'll go out of bounds, and Muscatine's going to have pretty good field position. And we'll see where the officials will mark it. Going at about the 38-yard line. So it'll be first and 10. Muskies up 29-25 as we start the fourth quarter.
Muscatine's 13th possession offensively on the night, and their last two have both yielded touchdowns. So you've got to say momentum is squarely in Muscatine's favor right now, as is the four-point lead on the scoreboard.
First and 10, 36-yard line, ball left hash mark. Muscatine up by four, split backs in the backfield. Read option, handoff to Soko, got away from Coker and got up to the 40.
On another missed tackle. Could have had a one-yard tackle for a loss, and it turns into a four-yard gain.
Had him dead to rights in the backfield and just got too high.
Yep. You got to give some credit, though, to Mr. Soko on that, because he's got that low center of gravity, and he's so strong. His thighs and calves are so strong, he just powers through that stuff with that low center of gravity.
So it'll be second down. Called a little more than six at the 40. Cougar showing the blitz. Hand off Soko. Read option again. Broke a tackle. Gets to
another
the outside.
One.
And he might have a first down.
Two more missed tackles.
Depend on the spot. We'll see where the officials mark it.
Well, I'm afraid one of the chains crew went down there.
I think it's a Cougar.
He didn't. The man running the chains did not drop the marker, and we do have a Cougar down right beside it.
Get the glasses on him. Yeah, I think the chains people are okay, and I think it's a cramp for Kennedy's Terrell Jordan Jr. And looks to be thought they were going to move the chains.
I'm not sure that they shouldn't be measuring this.
Indicate a first down, but they have...
This is right in my wheelhouse, and that's a first down, Scott.
I would agree with you.
Now they're moving the chains.
First down number 10 for Muscatine on the night. We'll go down to Dennis coming up here in a moment. 29-25 in favor of Muscatine. Clock stopped, 11:10 to play in the game tomorrow night. Wash Prairie on 1600 AM, Linmar at City High at 107.5 and 106.3. From the 46, first down and 10. Read option, stop and go move. Soko up the middle, and he gets to the 49 for about three. He's well over 100 yards. He's up to 149 on the night. Dennis, will throw it down to you.
This game wears off to the fourth quarter. We're seeing a lot of situations, no fewer than four Cougar players coming over, working cramps out on the sidelines. So the rigors of this game is starting to take its toll, and it appears to be on the Kennedy sideline. We'll keep our eye on it, guys. Back up to you.
All right, Dennis. Very good observation down there. Second down from the 49-yard line. Blitz coming. Hand off to Soko. Sidesteps the first man, and then bulldog down by Brock Romitko. I'm pretty happy I haven't called him Nolan once tonight.
No, you haven't.
That would have
been that would have been an honest mistake, however.
And it's going to bring up a third and 7 coming up. 10-12, clock rolling here in quarter three, 29-25, Muscatine.
You know, it's a credit to Nolan because you called his name a lot the last couple of years, Scott.
Absolutely. Third and seven, crowd starting to whoop it up underneath us. Out of the shotgun, Witcher's the throw, rolls to the right side, under pressure, gets away from Asa Campbell, reverses field, he's going to run, he's got the first down, all the way into Kennedy territory and tiptoeing out of bounds at the Cougar 36-yard line.
Witcher's is nowhere near 100% running, but somehow he found a way to tiptoe that first down.
Gain of 15.
Speed was not involved in it whatsoever.
Now, he's not 100%, but he's still he's doing a yeoman's job out there. Really is.
And, you can forgive Kennedy's defense for ignoring him because he has had no part in running the ball in this game.
29-25, Muscatine, first and 10 at the Kennedy 36-yard line. One set back, Witcher's the throw, a pump fake. He steps up, flings it up the middle, and it's incomplete. Threw it behind the intended receiver. Kubovec was there for Kennedy and also Packingham. 8 of 20 now. Two touchdowns and one pick and 86 yards for Witchers. Total yards, John, after three quarters. Kennedy, 327. Muscatine, 237.
And Muscatine up 29-25 with 9 minutes, 38 seconds left in this tilt.
Long way to go.
A lot of game yet.
Second down and 10. Offset eye. Witchers in the gun. Again, Kennedy showing the blitz. Inside handoff. Soko, nothing doing. Got cut down by Michael Kaiser up top. And on the bottom of that was Brandon Cook.
Big third down now coming up for Kennedy's defense. They need to force the punt here because the Muscatine would be out of field goal range and not have a chance at kicking this.
No, this is a huge play for both teams. Back to throw, Witchers, under pressure, steps up, being chased, and just throws it away.
Well, I don't see a receiver out there.
Oh, I don't either.
That should be a flag. And there it is. It came out late.
Yep, there it is.
That's intentional grounding.
Going to be intentional grounding. There was nobody there except Muscatine coaches.
No white jersey anywhere near that.
And it will be intentional grounding.
That's the right call, too.
It's going to be a loss of down. And Muscatine will have to punt it away. So Kennedy's defense came up big.
Yes. You know what this game reminds me a lot of, Scott, right now, is Kennedy's opening game with Iowa City West last year. Just the momentum shifts back and forth, tightly contested game. Somehow Kennedy found a way to come from behind in the fourth quarter and win it, and then, of course, went on to the state runner-up undefeated regular season.
It'll be Summers to punt it away. Gets a good snap. Rush coming. Got it away. End over end kick. And Jenkins will let it go over his head. It'll go into the end zone. And Kennedy will, again, field position has been huge in this game.
Well, just take a look at the last three offensive possessions for Kennedy, all starting at their own 20.
29-25 in favor of the Muscatine Muskies. These are two good football teams.
They really are. You know, you talk about preseason rankings and speculate on who you think is going to be good and so forth. Muscatine not always right up there in the forefront of most people's predictions, but this is a good team, folks.
Really is. On first down, here's a toss. McCarty, not much. Came up the hash mark near side and got to the 21. And that was about it. Bell again. And Bell has been everywhere tonight. McCarty, 28 yards on 7 carries.
This Muscatine team is not big, and they're not, all of them, overly fast, but they are competitive, and they're good athletes, and they're savvy. They're football savvy. These are football players.
And a lot of seniors. Second down and 9. Split backs in the backfield. Deer is under center this time. No, it's B.J. White under center. He's back to throw. Going to throw deep. Going for Deer. Down the middle and complete. And Deer took a big shot as he dove for it. And Greenhaw is back in the game, and he delivered that blow.
Nice pass by BJ to come off the bench like that, cold, and throw the ball downfield that close to a strike. And I like the fact that they're trying to get Deer involved in ways offensively other than from the quarterback position. They talked about doing that. It's good to see them doing it.
Third and nine, though, for Kennedy. 8:05, clock stopped here in the third. Chase Baker in the game, coming to the left side. Trips to the right now for the Cougars. 12 in the play clock. Muscatine showing blitz from the outside. On third down, Deer to throw. Steps up. Now rolls to the right side. Being chased. Still being chased. Going to run it to the 25, and he didn't get to the first down. Going to be about 2 yards short. Jason Gray chasing him down from behind at the 28.
Deer had a nice beat on running for that first down, but he didn't unleash the wheels until he probably should have a little bit quicker there, and he probably would have had that first down. As it is, it's now fourth and one. Kennedy all the way back on their own 29. This is going to be a tough one.
You got to kick it here, though,
don't
you? You
got to kick this.
Kennedy's bringing the jumbo package in with Pape.
Wow, this is going to be a huge roll of the dice.
Now, it is fourth down, a little more than a yard. They got a pretty good spot on that third down play. Cougar's going to go for it here. Fourth down, a little more than a yard. They're going to run it. Hand off to Mading. He's got the first down. And more out to the 35-yard line.
That's a gutsy call, Scott.
Certainly is.
Good for Brian White.
Very gutsy call. Let's go down to Dennis on the sideline with an update. Dennis?
Yeah, on that call, Sam Pape came in, as you mentioned, Scott, in that jumbo package. He had just been on the sidelines on the bench working out cramps. So he got summoned onto the field for that crucial fourth down play, and the Cougars picked up a big one there. Back up to you.
And Garrett Kubavec is coming off now. Lynn Groth out there, the Kennedy trainer.
Sam Pape comes off the field there, walks right over to who? Dallas Jacobus, who's on the sideline.
Oh, Dallas is down there, huh?
How about that?
Byers down there. A lot of the guys from that runner-up team are down there. First down at the 35-yard line. Kennedy's 14th first down of the ball game. Twin receivers to the left side. They'll toss it to Isaiah Maney, trying to get to the corner. Got a block from Jenkins. Turns it and is shoved out of bounds as he gets to the 40-yard line. Going to be a pickup of five. It will stop the clock. Got to start thinking about the clock now with 6:59 to play.
If you're going to run the ball, you sure do. Nice stalk block there by Kai Jenkins. Did a good job of sealing off. That's what popped that extra 3 or 4 yards.
Gain of five. Mady's up to 92 yards on the night. And he's done it on 18 carries. Second and five. Cougars down 29-25 in this top 10 non-district 4A showdown. They'll run it out of the eye, hand off second back through. Mady, big hole, leaps the pile, and close to a first down. Going to depend on the spot. He needed the 45, and they're going to mark it right on there. That should move the chains.
Jackson Coker, Parker Maxwell clearing a huge hole there.
That'll be a first down for Kennedy at the 45-yard line. As we continue to get down to the nitty-gritty here. 6:40 remaining here in the game. You haven't buckled them yet. Buckle the seat belts. Here's the toss to Deer. He's going to stop, looking to throw. Now he's going to run. Tucks it under as B.J. White was in there at quarterback, and Deer will get three out of it. I like that. He was trying to get it to Kai Jenkins down the far sideline, but he was covered. And Deer did the smart thing and took it himself.
And made some positive yardage out of it, though it fell through.
And White's going to stay in there.
Yes, he is. And Deer's staying in the backfield.
So Deer will be in the backfield along with McCarty, Davis, and Jenkins, the receivers. White under center, and BJ's back to throw. The junior under pressure. Now rolls to the left side. Got a block. Throws it upfield, and it is incomplete. Tried to get it into Davis at the 20-yard line. Threw it into double coverage. Pretty good throw, and it'll be third down.
Yep. Broken up by the All-State defensive back, Drew Greenhaw, who's back, as Dennis told us, from the momentary injury that kept him on the sideline.
Halftime of that Ag Bowl, Central DeWitt 35, and Northeast Goose Lake nothing. So the Sabres.
Rattling their saber.
They are. Kennedy, so far tonight, 4 out of 13 on third down tries. Big one here, third down, long seven. McCarty out of the backfield in motion to the left. Back to throw is Deer. He's back in there at quarterback, rolling to the left side, being chased, going to have to run. Breaks one tackle, 50, and takes a Muskie all the way down to the Muscatine 43, and that's a first down. He rode linebacker Nathan Holliday for 5 extra yards.
We've been waiting all game for Nick Deer to do this. Just when people are covered downfield, tuck that ball under and run, you've got the wheels to do it, and he's been hesitant up to this point, but he's starting to feel that kind of spacing that comes out and find the way that he can get out there and use the sideline especially.
29-25. Kennedy down by four with the ball on the move. Clock moving as well. 5:18 to play. First and 10 on the trap. Handoff Isaiah Maney up the middle. Is following that left side. Not much. Maybe a couple. And the tackle made there by Joseph Bartling of Muscatine. It'll be second down and a little less than 8 from the Muskie 40 with 5 minutes to go in the game.
Nothing fancy here offensively, but Kennedy's doing a good job of getting positive yardage every time they snap.
Remember, Kennedy must have a touchdown. Field goal.
Yeah, they're down 4.
Does them no good. Two receivers to the right, out of the eye, and movement up front.
Boy, that's not something that they've had a problem with in this game either, and this is not the time to start doing that.
Sixth penalty for 30 yards for the Cougars.
Boy, there's a huge difference of second and 8. And 13, my goodness, that hurt.
Deer will come back in there. He'll be the quarterback. As Kennedy will put it into play on the 45, near side hash mark. Four-man front for the Muskies. Crawl, flip-flops, goes tight end left. Long count. Here's Deer to throw. Being pressured. Rolls to the right side. Retreating. Still rolling. Now stopping. He'll reverse field. Giving ground. Got a block from Coker. He's in trouble, and he's going to get corralled and go down. Going to be a loss of 4 more back to the 49.
Yep, that's just never had a chance of going. Rolled out all the way to the right and the wide side of the field. Somehow found a way to come back to the opposite side of the field, ran almost all the way to the sideline before getting tackled. But there's that downfield coverage by this excellent secondary for Muscatine.
Third down, 18. We have not seen a screen tonight from Kennedy.
This would be the opportune time. And the trip's going out. One of these guys could get it.
Third down and 18 from midfield. Shotgun snap. Deer looking to the right side. Trying to set up the middle screen. Being chased. Going to have to get rid of it.
Yep.
And a penalty flag down late in the middle of the field.
This is going to be lineman downfield, I think.
I think you're right.
I think we had two offensive linemen for Kennedy about 15 yards downfield. But they were setting up the screen to McCarty over here on this hash mark, but it never had a chance to develop. And, you know, that's what you tell your linemen to do, is to huddle around there about 3 yards down and then take off. And then one of them must have thought he got the go call.
It was an illegal receiver downfield. Penalty decline. Kennedy still with all three of their timeouts. Two remaining for Muscatine, and now
ball right on the 50.
Kennedy has held it for over 5 minutes. And they're going to have to punt. Deer gets it away. Nobody back for Muscatine. We'll take a Cougar roll, and we'll go inside the 10 and out at the 9. So good punt. And Muscatine's going to be pinned back in their own kitchen at the 9-yard line, but up 29-25.
This is just eerily similar to the Iowa City West game to open the season for Kennedy last year, Scott. They had this very short deficit. Momentum swings back and forth. Kennedy found a way to come back and win that one at the end. And boy, would they love to recreate that scenario tonight.
Absolutely.
But the hammer right now is in Muscatine's hands, even though they're backed up on their own 8-yard or 9-yard line. They've got the 4 points in their favor, and the clock at 3:27 here. Man, would Kennedy love to have a turnover.
Or a three and out. Either one, and might maybe use a couple timeouts. Trips to the right side. Spread formation for Muscatine. Witcher's in the shotgun with an offset eye. And he'll keep it on the ground. Alfonso Soko starts up the middle, kicks it left, and look out. He's got a burst to the 25-30. He's to the 40. Throws Price out of the way. Still on his feet, and behind, taken down at the Kennedy 40. Make it the 37-yard line.
Unbelievable.
He's the difference right now.
He is, and he's going down. He got back up, and then he fell right down.
He might have a cramp.
He should have a cramp after a run like that.
What a run.
Again, Kennedy's defenders had him in their grasps at the line of scrimmage, and their inability to wrap him up and bring him down allowed him to sneak through and then go unmolested about 50 yards down the Muskie sideline until he was finally caught. And he is flat on his back right now with both legs up and cramping.
Yeah, it is a cramp. He's got a double cramp. 54-yard run, though, for this brilliant running back. And he's over 200 now.
Oh, that really hurt. So many times in this game, Kennedy has had people wrapped up at or near the line of scrimmage, and their inability to wrap them up and bring them down has really cost them, and it's not going to be a fun game to watch. Regardless of how the outcome, it's just not going to be fun for them to watch defensively or special teams-wise.
3:14 to play. Soko is down, and Dennis went over there to the Muscatine sideline, and we'll throw it down to him. He's got a bird's-eye view of what's going on over there. Dennis?
Yeah, you guys aptly described it down here. Alfonso Sokol went down. He's working calves out working cramps out of both lower calves. He's back on his feet, but moving very gingerly right now, guys. He's going to be out of the game for at least a few plays here as he gets a well-deserved break, unfortunately, due to the cramping, but he is back walking down the sidelines. But that young man has put on quite a display tonight with his rushing and ability to avoid the initial hit, as you described, John. So ball first down for the Muscatine football team, and back up to you guys.
All right, Dennis, 202 yards for Alfonso Soko here tonight. Two receivers to the right side. Greenhaw over there along with Oslin. And off the fake, keep by Witchers, penalty flag down. I don't think Kennedy had 11 out there.
Kennedy had 10 guys on the field, and as the ball was snapped, one of them ran off the sideline onto the field. And he didn't even try and disguise it. It was right next to the line judge.
So this is not only going to cost Kennedy yardage, it's going to cost him time.
Yeah, that was just ugly.
Oh, no way, they're going to wave it off. They're going to say he was onside.
Okay.
So
they dodged a bullet there.
Witchers ran it with Soko out of there, and here comes Soko back in. So it wasn't out long. So Witchers took it for five. He's got 35 yards and four carries.
Well, the clock is ticking, however. We're getting down dangerously close to 2 minutes.
Kennedy's going to have to start using the timeouts.
They're going to have to at some point. This clock is moving.
Second down, a little more than five. Low snap, handoff to Soko, leaps the pile, and brought down. That time, better tackling. Now we're going to get a Kennedy timeout here.
Yeah, they've got all three.
Pape on the stop, no gain, and a Kennedy timeout with 2:17 to play and a third and six coming up. They're going to say he lost about a half a yard. We'll have the postgame show coming up after the conclusion of this one. We will take a look at all the stats, go over the scoring in this one, take a look at what's coming up tomorrow night. Two good games, we know that. Can't get a whole lot better than this one.
This has been as advertised. High expectations that this was going to be a battle of top 10 teams, and I think that the punditry was right on that.
Third and six. You send the house here. Kyle Knock likes to blitz.
What do you got to lose at this point? I think you've got to pin your ears back and go after them.
Third and six. It'll be from the 33-yard line, left hash mark. With Drew Greenhaw along with Oslin going out to the right side. One receiver to the left, that's Summers. One setback. Here comes the all-out blitz. Read option. Witchers keeps it. Trying to get to the corner. Not going to make it. Cougar knee holds back at the 35, and another quick Kennedy timeout. Actually, that was Falk. He came in for Witchers that time. And for the first time, he ran the ball tonight.
I'm not sure that they knew exactly what play was being run there, Scott, but wisely he got down and covered the ball up so that he wouldn't turn it over and kept the clock running so that they would have to call the timeout. But they're looking at about fourth and almost 10 now from their own from the Kennedy 39.
And the Cougars have been awful close to getting to the punt and the block tonight.
Now's the time to do it if you're ever going to do it in the game. Although I think that the punter is going to, Nugent, isn't it? I think Nugent's going to probably get that thing off a little quicker than he normally does.
Actually, Summers.
Summers, that's right. Number 11, Summers.
And Kennedy, I don't think they're going to put anybody back. They're just going to pin their ears back and come a-charging.
They've been so close to getting these rugby-style punts. And when he kicks them, even when he kicks it well in advance of anybody getting close to him, he doesn't get any air underneath it. The last couple of kicks he's had, they don't go more than 15 yards or 15 feet off of the surface of the playing field.
Muscatine to punt. Well, as I say that, Witchers is in there. Maybe a quick kick here. Nope, they're going to go for it. Witcher's back to throw. Going to step up in the pocket. Going to have to run. Gets to the 30. He's got a first down. To the 20. Loose 15. Slides down.
Oh.
And that might be the ball game. Did not punt. Went for it. And Witcher's goes down to the 12 on a 24-yard pickup.
Pocket collapsed around him. Witcher stepped up like you see in the NFL every Sunday. And he just, there was nobody down field to be able to make the solo tackle.
1:54 and the clock moving. And you can just see the Kennedy sideline just deflated right now. And Garrett Kubovec, with, as Dennis mentioned earlier on, he's got his pads off right now. And Kennedy not only might lose this, but they're going to in danger of losing several players, too, for how long, we don't know. Timeout, Muscatine. We'll take one as well. 29-25 Muskies. We'll take a 60-second break on KGYM.
There are so many choices for a home loan. Options are crucial when it comes to a first-time home purchase, mortgage refinancing, or bill consolidation loan. Hi, I'm Dan Hillers with First Federal Credit Union. Being able to select the absolute best loan for your situation can literally save you thousands of dollars over the life of the loan. Whether you're a first-time home buyer or an experienced homeowner, I promise to work to find the solution that is right for you. Learn more at firstfedcu.com. Member NCUA and Equal Housing Lender.
Metro playoff teams from a year ago collide to start the 2016 football season this Friday night on KGYM. Hi, this is Scott Unich. Join John Hagerty and me Friday night at 7 on 1600 AM as number 3 Washington meets Prairie. The Warriors are coming off a 10-win season and face a Hawk team looking for the big win at home. That's high school football presented by First Federal Credit Union, number 3 Washington at Prairie, Friday night at 7, followed by the KGYM Scoreboard Show on 1600 AM KGYM.
Back with you at Kingston Stadium, and they went quickly on that timeout, and Soko took it for 3 yards, and Kennedy is burn their final timeout with a minute 25 to play. Well, Kennedy can't stop the clock anymore. And aside from a fumble, Muscatine's probably going to have two more plays. You got to think 25, 50 seconds, maybe 10 to get it going. Cougars probably not going to get it back, and if they do, they're going to get it back with about 15, 10 seconds left and no timeouts.
Yeah, ball's right on the Kennedy 10-yard line. They can get, Muscatine can get a first down if they get down to the 2-yard line, but that's the last thing they probably want to do right now. They just want to run this clock.
Alfonso Soko, he has been the difference tonight. Over 200 yards, and he's in there again at the tailback spot. 1,200-yard rusher last year. On second down, read option.
Oh, false fumble.
Oh, ball's loose. It did go down. And who's got it? Kennedy has got it. Are you kidding me?
That's right.
Read option, and Witchers put it on the ground.
Brock Remidko came up with that fumble.
My goodness.
Never say never, and don't give up the ship. There's a minute 19 seconds left. Kennedy's offense coming out on the field, and they're going to be at their own 14-yard line.
That's unbelievable. Going to have to get this done in a big hurry if you're the Cougars. But new life for Kennedy.
86 yards to redemption.
Chase Baker will flip-flop. He'll go from left to right. Trips to the left side. Deer in the shotgun. Gets the snap. He's back to throw. Looking left. Throws. Short incomplete. Low to Davis. And it'll be second down and 10. 10 of 21 now in the game for Nick Deer. But well over 200 yards.
Boy, Davis wide open there. Coverage way back. deep. That ball has to be delivered. That could have been a nice pickup.
So it'll be second down and 10. Four down territory for Kennedy, down 29-25. Three to the left, one to the right. Mady the lone setback. He'll stay in the block, near to throw. Has time. Pocket collapses. Chase from behind. He's going to have to run. Goes to the far sideline, gets out of bounds. And going to be close to a first down. Going to depend on the spot. They might get him about a yard short.
But stops the clock.
And it will be third and one with a minute seven to play. Maybe a hook and ladder here. You never know. Cougars got the first part of the miracle. Let's see if they can keep it going here. They'll send two receivers left, one to the right side. Crawl tight end to the left. Back to throw is Deer. Has time. Now steps up in the pocket. Being chased. He's going to have to run. Trying to get to the near sideline and does and gets out of bounds with the first down. But we're under a minute to go. Chased out by Oslin with 58 seconds to play. Gain of five, though, and a Kennedy first down. Ball placed on the 27. And now you can't really do the trickeration anymore. You just got to see what's deep in the playbook.
You got to get downfield. You can't run out of bounds. You can't go through the tackles.
A.J. Davis, the junior, among three receivers to the right, one to the left side. Shotgun snap. Deer to throw. Has time. Now being chased. Rolling to the left side. Throws sideline. Coming back for it. Incomplete.
Nope. Ball dropped. Feet were in bounds, but the ball was dropped. Nice effort, however.
Chase Baker
just couldn't quite hold on.
That took nine more seconds. And it's second down at 10. Might as well just be second down and 73 right now.
Oh, there's a lot of field between Kennedy and, but there's time on the clock, and it's still possible. Cougar fans, hang on.
49.7 to go. From the 26-yard line, they'll put Baker to the left, trips to the right side. One setback, Deer in the gun. Low snap goes through his legs. He'll retreat to pick it up. Still loose. Now it's kicked back inside the five, and Mady will have to fall on at the one.
That ball was like a grease pig on the ground, and nobody could come up with it. Finally, Isaiah Mady fell on it at the 1 yard line, and the clock is ticking.
Down to 30 seconds, and it's third and 99, and Kennedy is going to run the play, and they'll get the pass to Davis, and it's going to be fourth down and long.
But that keeps the clock running. We're under 20, and the clock's running at the 10-yard line.
And now
spike.
It was spike, but that's fourth down.
Can't spike it on fourth down.
That should be Muscatine's ball, and it is.
That's it.
And Cougars got a little discombobulated there.
And Muscatine dodged a huge bullet there.
So Kennedy will give it over on downs. And with 14 seconds to go, it's going to be Muscatine in victory formation at the 10-yard line.
And I'm guessing they're not going to run the read option this time.
I would say probably not.
Why they did not just take a knee and last time they had the ball down here, I do not know.
So it's going to be Witchers in the gun. He'll take it. Kennedy without a timeout. He will put it down, hand the ball to the official, and that will do it. And Kennedy's regular season winning streak, a long one going back to 2014, is snapped. Two good teams going at it, but Muscatine, they had the difference maker tonight.
They really did. They just came out, and from the very first couple of snaps on their first possession, they knew what they wanted to do, and they executed all night long. They avoided the big pitfalls, even though they had a couple of turnovers, and they just played solid this entire game.
29-25, the win to the Muscatine Muskies. We will take a break, a two-minute timeout, and we will come back to wrap things up from Kingston Stadium and the Bob Brooks Press Box after this. You've been listening to High School Football on KGYN.
Happy Joe's isn't afraid of a tough matchup. They'll put their large pizza up against anybody else in town. Theirs is the biggest. That means they can feed families, fans, or whole teams until they're good and full. Their pizzas are famous, too. They originated the taco pizza, and it's still a fan favorite. Plus, everyone loves Happy Joe's VIP Club. It's easy to sign up, and you'll get exclusive offers and earn points towards a free pizza. Order online today from Happy Joe's two Cedar Rapids locations at happyjoescr.com. Delivery or carryout available.
When you work with an independent insurance agent, you put the power of choice to work for you. Independent agents know several companies and their coverages, which means more options. And because companies like Lamar's Insurance Company use the independent agent system, you not only get quality insurance, you also save money. The independent insurance agent system. Discover the power of choice.
Call Millhiser Smith Agency today, your local Lamar's agent, or visit us online at millhisersmith.com to see how much you could save.
Metro playoff teams from a year ago collide to start the 2016 football season this Friday night on KGYM. Hi, this is Scott Unetch. Join John Hegarty and me Friday night at 7 on 1600 AM as number 3 Washington meets Prairie. The Warriors are coming off a 10-win season and face a Hawk team looking for the big win at home. That's high school football presented by First Federal Credit Union. Number 3 Washington at Prairie. Friday night at 7, followed by the KGYM Scoreboard Show on 1600 AM KGYM.
When something bad happens, you don't want to get sucked into the black hole of voicemail. And you certainly don't want to tell your story over and over each time you're transferred. What you want is a kind, smart person who knows your coverage top to bottom, understands how you're feeling, and helps you figure out what's next. It's really not too much to ask. At Scopeman Carlson Insurance, you have a person. A real one. Get to know yours at youhaveaperson.com.
Back with you here at Kingston Stadium on the postgame show as 8th-rated Muscatine Muskies defeat the 5th-rated Cougars of Cedar Rapids Kennedy tonight 29-25. Muscatine, John, scored the first 15. Kennedy came back, scored the next 22, took the 7-point lead into the halftime break. Kennedy went up 10, and that was all the scoring. And then Muscatine came back. They got Mr. Alfonso Soco going in the big play. He had over 300 yards of total offense tonight, and the big play was the punt return.
And he was the story of this game. There's just no doubt about that. This is an outstanding offense for Muscatine, and their defense is pretty darn good, too. But this is a real special offense, and Alfonso Soco just... what a game. You know, he was the star of this game. When they needed him, he came up big. And they just had a great scheme, I thought, for getting him the ball. And when they wanted to get it to the other people, they had other good playmakers that they did, too. And they did all of this with their quarterback, Luke Witchers, I think maybe only at about 75%, too.
Yeah, he looked gimpy tonight, but, boy, he was a warrior. And he did a terrific job in guiding this offense for Muscatine. And it's, like I said, coming in, senior-dominated team.
Yep.
You know what? Aside from the fact they go a lot more spread, kind of reminds you of a Kennedy team from last year.
A lot. And I'll tell you what, this is a well-coached team. I think Jake Mueller, the head coach of Muscatine, we should tip our hats to him because his guys executed tonight on both sides of the ball. They just looked like they knew what they wanted to do. Their schemes were sound. Their players executed, and they did it game play in and play out the entire game. For Kennedy, you know, they're going to have to find an answer on offense because right now they don't have anything that they can hang their hat on at this point and, you know, say that it was very successful game in and game out.
Right, right. A few things work. For the Cougars, Rizaya Mady was...
He had a good game.
Very good.
Yes.
You know, he got things going in that second quarter. He was a spark plug for this Kennedy team. In the second half, though... And give Muscatine defense a lot of credit.
Absolutely.
As well.
They bent, but they didn't break. They knew what they wanted to do in terms of stopping the running attack, and they brought all 11 guys up within 5 yards of the line of scrimmage. They went cover zero, so nobody was back, and they got burned a couple of times on that coverage. But they knew to win this game, they had to stop Kennedy's running attack, and they schemed that correctly, Scott.
Yep, did a terrific job, and they're going to come away with the victory in this one here tonight. Let's take a look at the final scoring in the ball game tonight. Won by Muscatine, 29-25. Four total yardage Kennedy with a slight advantage, but very close. 353 to 341 total yards in the ball game tonight. For Muscatine, 255 on the ground, 86 through the air. Alfonso Soco, 26 carries, 205 yards, one touchdown. Also had a punt return of 83 yards for a touchdown in the game, and also caught two passes for 45 yards. So he was over 300 yards in the game in this one tonight. Also, Luke Wickers make that. Seven carries, 52 yards on the night. And I tell you, one of the plays that was big, he carried himself on a third down play in this one that yielded a first down after he had handed it off to Soco all night long.
He did that twice in the second half, but that was the one that broke Kennedy's back, Scott. Kennedy had him. And when he scrambled out of that pocket, it all collapsed around him, but he went straight ahead and then bounced it to the outside. And you can't blame Kennedy's defenders because the guy hadn't run the ball more than once or twice the whole night. And then he steps up there and he converts that key third down, and that was the one that just broke Kennedy's back.
Luke Wichers tonight, kind of a pedestrian night throwing the ball. 8 of 21, 86 yards, two touchdowns and one interception. Three catches for Drew Greenhaw, the All-Stater coming back for 26 yards and one touchdown. Soco caught two passes for 45 and a touchdown, so he was involved in three scores in this game tonight. And then two catches for Oslin, and then Say and Summers with one apiece for Muscatine. Muskies with 18 first downs, four penalties for 34 yards, one sack in the game, and three turnovers for the Muskies. For Kennedy, 353 total yards tonight. And for the Cougars, 216 through the air and 137 on the ground. For Kennedy, Nick Deere tonight was 11 of 25. Want to get this correct here. For 209 yards, three touchdowns, and two interceptions. B.J. White was 1 out of 3 for 7 yards on his attempts of the night. Peyton McCarty, four catches, 120 yards, and two touchdowns. He was the receiving star for Kennedy. Mady caught two for 34. Three catches for Kai Jenkins for 43. Carter Crawl caught one for 10 and a touchdown. And Davis caught one for a total of 9 yards in the game. On the ground for the Cougars tonight, Isaiah Mady, 20 carries for 99 yards, so just under the century mark. Peyton McCarty, 7 carries for 28 yards. Nick Deere, 11 carries for 7 yards. And Pate carried it two times for a total of 3 yards in the game. Cougars with 17 first downs, 6 penalties for 30 yards. They turned it over two times. Muscatine had 4 3-and-outs. Kennedy had 5 3-and-outs in the ballgame tonight. Third down conversions, Muscatine 4 out of 11. They were 1-for-1 on fourth down, and that was a huge one.
Yes.
At the end of the game when Wichers took it on the scramble for 24 yards, it kind of sealed things up. Third down conversions, Kennedy was 6 of 15 tonight unofficially. Fourth down, they were 1 out of 3. Kennedy got the time of possession they wanted, 28 minutes and 11 seconds to 19:49 for Muscatine tonight.
Now, when your offensive focus is to run the ball between the tackles, that's what you have to have is the advantage in the play, the clock. But Kennedy's got some things they need to work out offensively, and they will. But it's not going to get any easier because next week they've got Cedar Rapids, Washington right back here at Kingston Stadium. I think they're going to watch this film. They're going to pick up a lot of things with their running game that they need to tighten up a little bit, and they will. Trust me, there's a great coaching staff, and the offensive linemen at Kennedy are outstanding, too. They're obviously going to be frustrated and disappointed with their inability to consistently run the ball tonight, but that will come, okay? It's going to come, and it's just you got to be patient and learn from your mistakes. The good news, Scott, non-district game.
Yes.
Doesn't count towards your playoff run here at all.
Absolutely.
The other thing that Kennedy has got to, and they'll benefit from watching the film on this, is they've got to wrap up and tackle. They had so many missed tackles tonight where the Muskies slipped away from them and got yard, sometimes big gaping yardage plays after they should have been a tackle for a loss. That's going to come too. Those are all correctable errors. And Kennedy's too good of a team, too much pride, and too good of a coaching staff. And the young men there are great athletes with a great tradition. It'll come. It's just getting frustrating tonight.
Too many missed tackles and too much Alfonso Soco in this ball game tonight for Muscatine. For Kennedy, or Muscatine, they scored first on a Luke Witcher's touchdown pass to Drew Greenha. That was from 1 yard out, and that made it 8-0 after the two-point conversion try. That was good for the Muskies. Made it 15-0 on Soko's first touchdown run of the night. He took it in from 3 yards out with 3:06 remaining in the first quarter, and that made the score 15-0 at that point. But then Kennedy came back 22 straight in the second quarter. Nick Deere, the first of his three touchdown passes to Peyton McCarty, the first one, and that covered 76 yards, burned him deep down the middle, and it made it 15-7 after the Alex Stone extra point. Kennedy tied it up on Nick Deere to Carter Crawl, 10-yard touchdown pass, made it 15-13, bumbled snap, and Kennedy had to run the fire drill, went for two, and White hit Kai Jenkins for the two-point conversion. And then Kennedy scored with 26 seconds remaining in the first half on a Deere to McCarty 28-yard hookup. That made it 22-15 at halftime. Kennedy scored in their second possession of the second half. A field goal by Alex Stone from 25 yards out made it 25-15. But then Muscatine took over the scoring after that. A Witchers to Soko 26-yard touchdown pass on a broken play right there made it 25-22. And then maybe the play of the night. Alfonso Soko with the 83-yard punt return. And, boy, he looked like Barry Sanders on that one. He was absolutely amazing, dodging, ducking, and diving and getting away from Cougars going down the sidelines.
He had a couple of punt returns tonight that were just phenomenal. That happened to be the one that ended up, I think, sealing Kennedy's fate. But there were a couple of other returns that he had tonight. You know, Kennedy's going to go back, and they're going to look at how many times they punted to him, and the times that they judiciously towards the end of the game did not punt to him, and they're going to say, why didn't we not punt to him and kick it out of bounds a little sooner than we did?
Yeah, didn't do it after the 83-yard return, but the hay was in the barn, as we like to say at that point anyway, John. But things to work on. Two good teams going at it.
Yes.
Kennedy's got to work on the consistency a little bit. That will come. Everyone knew Muscatine was firing in all cylinders for this 2016 class. And aside from a little lull in the second quarter where I think they got a little bit tired, this quality football team is going to make noise.
They really are. And, you know, the MVC has kind of had their way, so to speak, with the MAC for a while. But this had to be this is going to raise some eyebrows down in the Quad Cities areas,
yeah,
I think.
There's a little shot in the arm, I think, for the MAC tonight, getting the win on the road up here at Kingston Stadium. And like you said, it doesn't get any easier for the Kennedy Cougars. We will see them next Friday night when they take on third-rated Cedar Rapids, Washington. And, yeah, that's not exactly the recipe when you're 0-1 and looking for a win.
But it's non-district. And I'm not saying that Kennedy just going to throw in the towel and show up for that one. They're not going to. They're going to want to come out and beat Washington in the worst way. And that could mean it's going to be tough for the Warriors that night.
And we're going to see the Warriors coming up tomorrow
night. Speaking of the Warriors.
Absolutely.
We're going to see them at John Wall Field against Prairie tomorrow night.
Yep, Cedar Rapids Prairie hosting Cedar Rapids Washington, the third-rated Warriors, and we'll have it at 7 o'clock. We'll be on 1600 AM tomorrow, 107.5 and 106.3 FM. You're going to get the Linmar Lions and the Little Hawks of Iowa City High with Alex Kuhn and his crew down there. And Wash and Prairie. Washington lost a lot of firepower, good offensive line for the Warriors. Brian Cundy will be at the quarterback spot, and we'll see. Orion Vance maybe carrying the ball some tomorrow night. I'm interested to see that.
It's going to be a nice offensive line. I know Paul James is excited about this offensive line, and he's been in a long, long time. So we'll see what happens. It's going to be a fun tonight.
Yep, and that'll be tomorrow. And then City High will host the Linmar Lions. Linmar wants a little redemption after a 4-win
yes.
season last year, but I tell you what.
And a tough offseason.
Yes, and I will tell you what. City High, I think, is being very much overlooked
Yeah.
This year.
City High's scary good, folks, and not a lot of people know that, but Dan Sabers knows what he's got, and they're going to make some big noise at Bates Field this year.
Yeah, so we'll see what happens in those two games. Non-district, but Mississippi Valley Conference tilt, if you will.
Yes.
Coming up tomorrow night, so that should be a lot of fun. John, it was a lot of fun tonight getting the band back together.
You bet. Back in the saddle again.
Absolutely, and looking forward to tomorrow night's game over at John Wall Field. We'll be on the air at 7 o'clock. Big thanks to Matt Dunbar here at Kingston Stadium as well. Big thanks to Zach Johnson and his crew back at the studios, not too far away on the southwest side of Cedar Rapids. And thanks to all our great sponsors that bring you high school football right here on KGYM. It was a good one for the opener tonight. Top 10 battle, non-district Class 4A, number 8 Muscatine with the road win over number 5 Cedar Rapids. Kennedy, the final score, Muscatine 29 and Cedar Rapids Kennedy 25. For John Hagerty, Scott Unash saying so long. Hope you enjoyed it. And we will talk to you tomorrow night from Cedar Rapids Prairie. So long, everybody.
Where they have stability, they're stable, and they can really work through the issues that they have to work through. I think if you put them back.